Good morning. This past week's daf was daf I involved in the 10th perek of Maseches Nedarim. Today's shiur is Le'ilui Nishmas Shrag Hazev. I don't remember the rest of the name. When Rabbi Yo comes, he'll remind us. Mr. Zimmerman. Okay, so let's see. So we're actually in the middle of a sugya. Let's just remind us what we're up to. The Mishnah Daf Ayin Hey talks about being made for a neder before the neder was made. Machlekes Tanoim. Rabbi Elazar says, that one can be made for a neder before the neder is actually made. A chachomim any mufar, it's not. And Rebbe Lezer made a kavah chomer as the source for his shita. Amar Rebbe Lezer mimhafar nedarim shebol chal iser leyafim nedarim shlei bol chal iser. That's what he says in the Mishnah over there. Meaning to say as follows. In the Torah talks about being made for Nedarim that were made already. And Benegeta on Edda which wasn't yet Chal, that we have to learn it up from there. So one of Yigimu Midas Shatun Idrashes, the Kavachimer, right? We can use the Kavachimer to produce Allah. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar has a Kavul Chomer. His Kavul Chomer is based on a premise that a neder that the Isser was Chal, you have the Isser came into actuality already, is more difficult to nullify, to be Mavatl, that Isser, than an Isser, a neder which wasn't yet made. And if the Torah tells that Haforas Nedarim, the Haforas Av Habal, could nullify such a neder even after it was chal, so Sforah says Kavul Chomer that definitely he should be able to affect a neder which was not yet chal. That's the Kavul Chomer that he makes. Now, I mean, the Gemara we saw. The Gemara has a lomnish shaila, right? How it works, right? A mechanical shaila, right? How does it work? Gemara has two tzedakim. According to Rabbi Elazar, this that one could be made for neder before the neder was made. The Gemara starts off by saying, "Bodlu Rabbi Elazar meichel cholin ubetelin adil malay cholin klal." Gemara has two tzedakim. The first side the Gemara talks about is that is the neder actually chal? Now, she makes that for before it was made. Now she comes along and she makes the nether. Is the nether actually chal for, you know, a rega? And immediately the hafora, which was waiting on the side, comes and is mevatlit. Or is Zot Gemara, the other side is Domechon Klau, or maybe that the nether, the Isra of nether is not chal at all. Nether is not chal at all. That the hafora prevents it from being chal in the first place. These are the two tzedakim. The Gemara spoke that what an afkamin would be is as far as if one would make a hatfosa, right? Someone would create iser using the neder, the iser of her neder. So if the iser was chal even for the slightest amount of time, then there's something there to use to be matfis. To create another iser, but if it was never chal, then there's nothing to be matters. That's what the Gemara spoke about what the nafkamina was. But the Gemara is misafik over here. Right? What is Shitas Rebbe Elazar based on? What is it based on? So let's just hear again after we have another week on this. Let's hear what some new ideas. Remember, we spoke last time. Is that, you know, what's the issue over here? Where do these two stardom come from? What would we have thought in the first place? Now we mentioned like this, right? Before we answer this question, we give our ideas. That we mentioned something like this. It is an important point to be able to differentiate, to discern, b'chlau, you know, when one is learning, right? And it comes relevant in this piece of Gemara, but always it's important to have this clarity of the difference between the two points as follows. You know, someone had mentioned last time when he learned the Mishnah, you know, he was under the assumption that it's not chal at all. According to Reb Lezer. Now, that could be true, but you know, where did that come from? Right? That's what we wanted to know. Is that just because, you know, that's just how it sounded like to him? Right? Okay, so, you know, so there's something which is a mashmois, right? Which maybe the Gemara deals, you know, with that in bringing Garaya. Mashmois, just, you know, how the Mishnah talks, but on the other hand, there's something else to talk about. Okay, fine. No, but there's a mechanical svara over here. Why that should be like? Why did the Mishnah say it like that, or wherever source you're coming from, right? So if the Gemara is clearing a shaila over here, I mean, the Gemara luchara is clearing a lomdish shaila, huh? So we want to know what's the background of these two tzedakim. Shlomo, what did you think? If I were to ask you this question, right? You know, without seeing the Hemshech HaGemara, you know, you learn the Mishnah, you know, Kletz Tishal, Korn Tablezer, is it Chal? And then it becomes Batel, or it's not Chal at all. So what would your feeling have been on that?
Well, it would definitely be that it wasn't chal.
It wasn't chal. Okay, but where is that coming from? Let's say in svara, as far as svara is concerned, like Rebbe Lez is making a kavu chaymer over here. So, you know, on the one hand, it definitely makes. Be understandable much better. Like the Gemara itself is going to, you know, be so last time. As far as Kal and Chomer is concerned, you know, you want to have two different levels. So, you know, you have to have Kal and Achal, right? They're both Kal, right. And then, you know, then, you know, what's the Kal and Chomer, right? That's, you know, Mitzad Echad. But that again is just sort of in mechanics of Kal and Chomer is concerned. But as far as how it works, right? I mean, is this along the same lines, right? That's what I wanted to know. I mean, hafora is hafora, right? If you're preventing it, you know, is that happening? The same thing happening over here? I mean, if the idea of hafora is that the hafora, you know, works on the nether, right? It's a hammer. Yeah, right? You know, so if there's no nether over here, you know, that's the Torah gave us a hammer, you know, that's what it is. We have something to shatter it, right? You know, you're swinging, you know, at in the ear, you know, it's not going to do anything, right?
You would definitely think you know, if you were to go back to what the mechanics of what Hafar is doing is. Is it is it getting rid of a nether, or is it taking away the wife's right to make a nether? Right? And if you say that it wasn't chal at all, so you're sort of saying that from the Kal v'Chomer, we're learning that not only can we take away the nether, but we're taking away her ability to make the nether, right? As compared to if it was chal for a second and then taking it away, so then we're addressing more than nether.
Mm-hmm,
and once
mm-hmm.
you get into that svara, so then you would probably come out more the other way, that by the fact that it's, you know, that hafara doesn't work in the mafreya, So clearly you seem to be working on the nether, not the woman's woman's ability to make a nether.
Right. That's definitely how the regular hafara works after the nether is made. Right. Now, once you spoke that out, I just if you don't mind, just to highlight, let's bring that back onto the screen, and we'll enlarge in it a little bit. You know, today mm-hmm. you could zoom in. Now, when you mentioned that if it's not chal, so we're affecting her ability to make the nether. Sorry, I'm just like to think about that. The net is not being chal. Now, is that because there's a problem in her ability to make the nether, or we have? It's again, it's coming from the Baal. It's not lacking in her ability to make the nether. There's just a ma'akev as far as in the chalois of it. Right? And is he taking away her ability? Is that what's lacking in the conditions that she needs to make the nether? Or it's more like that something's not allowing the nether to be chal. Let's for example, just a model of that. Let's say the idea of ein iser chal al iser, let's say such a thing like that. Right? Mm-hmm. So if someone makes a nether on something, let's say, which was already aser, or let's say they themselves asked it once, and they want to make another nether, right? And you can't aser it, so I wouldn't say that there's something missing in the ability to make the nether. The problem probably would be more like in the chalois of it, right? That there's a problem. It can't land, right? That's what it is. That mitzad her, I don't think there's anything missing. There's just something mitzad the nether or the iser that the nether is supposed to create, which that can't actualize. So that's probably what hafara is, right? We don't never find that hafara really is like taking away her ability to be mefer. I mean, even over here, I wouldn't go to that extreme, right? Hafara is a power that people have on the nether, but they're just two levels. How you understand that? Is it a hammer which breaks a existing nether, and you need to have that nether in front of you in order to break it, because you got to hit it, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is, or in hafara lies, right? That's definitely happening after Zchal, and this side of the Gemara is going that there's another facet of hafara. The hafara is also some kind of what do they call it, in the bombs when they prevent it from going off? Deactivate, something like that. Right? There's such a thing like that. Right? Right? So, something sort of like that. Everything is all, the bomb is finished. Right? But they do something that, it can't explode. Right? So that would be probably more similar to over here, that there's a power in preventing the nether from actualizing. Okay, this is getting into the fine fine points of this Saturday Gemara. So on the one hand, right? So what we're mentioning over here is that, how hafara works, to say that it's not chal at all would seem to be creating like a new facet in hafara. Granted that mitzad the nether, it's easier to prevent this iser, but is there a prevention? Is there such a thing like that? Certain vitamins, after you have the illness, or whatever it is, it'll help you. It's not going to prevent it, maybe. or there's, you know, or does it follow that there's a preventive power? Now where that comes from, we were talking last time, that, you know, maybe that's that you know, you have to think about it. Is that something that that we know on our own, or that's also part of the Kal Vachomer over here?
The problem I have with the Rebbe's mashal.
Oh yeah, okay.
Would be that a bomb. We know that there's different stages to it. There's the stage where it's potential energy, and then we have its release, mm-hmm. right? But here we're creating a new concept of a nether that exists that is inactive.
A nether that exists, which is inactive. Now, what does that mean? The
Rav is saying that we have a nether that hasn't exploded yet, and therefore he's able to prevent it from exploding. Right? But that's creating a stage in a nether that in a bomb, you know it exists, right? A bomb is created not in an exploding stage, mm-hmm. and then you light the fuse and it explodes,
mm-hmm.
right? In the nether, we don't see such a stage like that.
Okay, that's right. that's probably true what you're saying. That he probably what he's doing is that the nether itself is nachal. That there aren't really two stages. Maybe at most we'd have maybe the Maisa Nether, and then we have the Chalois Nether, that the Maisa Nether, maybe she's making, right? But forming from the Maisa stage to the Chalois stage, that would be heard this side of the Gemara, that it's not Chal. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're just reviewing what we mentioned last time, since it's a hemshecha of the sugya, and the Ikar Gemara over here is mistapik achakira in Shitas Rebbe Lezer, who holds that one could make a hafor before the net is chal. The Gemara has two tzedakim how that works. The Gemara says it doesn't mean that the nether is chal for a moment and immediately the hafora sets in and it's made for it. And according to that understanding, then the mechanics of hafora are the same exact mechanics as when you have a nether, and then only he first makes the hafora after the nether is chal. Hafora works on a nether which is brought into actuality. That's what hafora is. That's that side of the Gemara. And the other side of the Gemara is that it's not chal at all. The nether is not chal at all, and the power of hafora that Rebbe Lezer is using over here is a prevention power. Right? It's preventing the nether from coming into actuality. Right? That was this saddening moral. Okay, and we discussed last time, we were just some things to think about it, that we know where these two tzedakim come from. In what point are they arguing? Are they adding? And the two tzedakim. Okay, so then we start.
When you say, are they arguing?
Like, for example, according to the tzad, it's not chal, right? Is it arguing that it can't work otherwise? Or he's coming to say that, you know, it could work like that, but I have something more fundamental, a step before. So theoretically, if you get past step number one, you might have step number two. Right? So I have nothing wrong with understanding step, you know, that it should be chal and it should be, but it just doesn't get that far. Right? So that would mean that he's not necessarily arguing on the concept. Just practically speaking, you know, there's a preliminary prevention which doesn't let it start. The other side would be to say is that there's no such thing. You can't. There's no such thing as having a hafora waiting online on the sides, you know. And when the net is chal, then it's gonna. There can't be. So that means you'd be fundamentally arguing with that, and therefore it has to work like this, right? That's what we meant when we say, you know, are they arguing on that side? Of course, the other way is obviously arguing, just this way. That's okay. The question, right? Okay. Okay, Slomazen. So we're picking up over here. Let's see if we can work through this piece of Gemara. We hold on right now. We're on Omid Beis. We'll start on Beis Toshma, around six lines from the bottom, last words over here. Toshma, Omru Loi LeRabbi Eliezer. Lechachonim who are going to be Eliezer, they countered him, countering his kavachomer. Uma mikvah shemale es hatmeim mitum osam ein matzel ala tahorim militame. I'm just going to read the words and then we'll see in the round the different gersoys. Okay. Ma mikvah shemale es hatmeim mitum osam mikvah. Mikvah is a koyach hametar. It's a power that could be mitahir, could purify someone who's tamei, someone, something, whatever it applies to. Ein masal atohir milatame. However, going to a mikvah is not going to prevent someone from becoming tamei. Person, you know, enters a mikvah, then afterwards he touches the sheretz or whatever it is, that's not going to prevent him from becoming tamei. Adam she'ein male es hatmeim mitumosam enedin shelo yatzel al hatahir milatame. So I'm not even going to translate this yet. Let's just first see the first gears in the round, which is doesn't even involve this. I just want to read with more heading. Shmamino loychaylin. That this is supposed to be a raya that Lebeleza Shita is that it's not chal at all. When one makes a hafar before the nether is made, the nether is not chal at all. That's what the hafar creates. Let's see the round. Zokt around the bottom. Toshma, Omer Reb Elezer, Mikvah Yechiach. Okay, this is different gears. So. Mikvah Yechiach. And Mikvah will prove to us, Shemale es hatmeyin mitumosam vein matal ala tohir milatami. Kach Yechiach means a sworn. There's such gears like this. Upir Shavet Boruch Zal. Vahochi, in that Pirish. Vahochi Amri Lei, Reb Elezer. And this is what the Chachom is saying to Reb Elezer. How could you make a kavachomer? The Yom Kamchay is based on this premise, right? How can you make such a kavachomer, which is based on this premise that it's yoyseru lizbatel, right? It's more prone to bittel something which was not chal yet, mimashikvar chal, from something that was chal. Mikvah yechiach, I'll bring you a proof, right? A pircha. On your kavuchim, on your line of thought, mikvah will prove otherwise. The facts of mikvah, I'll say otherwise. Shemitar satmeim achar sheyordo lohem tumu. Mikvah helps after the tumah is chal. Then mikvah helps to mitar. Ve'ne matzlat tohim, but it doesn't prevent someone tohim from coming to me. Shin tova buudai tohim. If a person was toivul while he's tohim, loy mahanile tefila. The tefillah doesn't help. It's not going to help to prevent coming tummy if he touches the seretz afterwards. And zok the ran even further. The adrab, on the contrary, there's a drosh in the sifri. Okay, we'll come back to this in a second. Let's just hear what the Gemara is doing. Yeah. So, according to this girsa, what the Chacham are telling is in the pircha that I'm going to show you that your line of thinking that it's easier to deal with something which wasn't yet chal and prevent it from being chal rather than something afterwards chal to get rid of something which is already chal. You see, from mikvah nishtazai, that mikvah is mitar tumah which is already chal and mikvah can't prevent the tumah from being chal. Right, so you see that in Sforid it's akapon in halacha such a kalin chomer is not necessarily tur, doesn't look at that as kalin chomer, and therefore you can't build a kavachomer based on such an idea, deciding that pre-chal is kal, and after is chal is chomer, and based kavcharim on that. There's a pircha from mikvah. Now, just something. I mean, probably when we say mikvah, we stumble all tyra, all whatever a fanum of tyra are like that also, right? Whatever a fanum that they are. Chayis poradum, you know what I'm saying? You know, all these oifanim from Tairim.
Rabbi, what I understand with this kavachot, with this mikveh thing is that in the case of the mikveh, the person is tahor. Now he goes into he touches a sheretz. Now, so he becomes tamei. He touched the sheretz after he came out of the mikveh, or even while he's in the mikveh. Yeah, so okay. He's tamei.
So he's tummy. Well, I mean that isn't that what's in question here?
Well, no, it's not a question. If he goes into the tummy goes into the mikveh.
I mean, about halacha is true, but what the Gemara is saying is that according to Rebbe Elazar's svara, that he says that it's easier to prevent something from happening than getting rid of it after it happened. That's what his svara is. Right, he's saying that it's easier to prevent a nether from being chal, right? Easier to do that than to get rid of a nether after it's chal. So if the Torah tells me that you could get rid of a nether after it's chal, so he says, so therefore you could prevent a nether from being chal in the first place. Now let's just change that into Tumah V'Tayrim, right, idea, right? It should follow if you that if the Torah says after you became Tumah, you could be mitahir, right? The tumah is here.
Yeah.
It's here, right? Right? And you can get rid of it. So, according to Rebbe Elazar's svara, that is what we're saying. El Chama is saying, well, according to you, then it should follow. Then a person, it should be easier to do that same process to prevent the tumah from being chal in the first place. So, when one goes into the mikveh, so he has, you know, the prevention power on him. So now, when he touches the sheretz, so it won't make him tumah. That's what the Gemara is saying, yeah, right?
But the difference is that he came out of the mikveh ready, and then he becomes tummy. He came out of the mikveh ready.
Well,
he's in the mikveh.
Yeah, no. Let's talk about coming out of the mikveh first, right?
So what I'm saying is,
let's take this slow over here. Comes out of the mikveh. What does he do? He touches the sheretz. Now the issue over here is that touching sheretz and pulls away. Okay? Now the question is that is the touching the sheretz, is that going to cause tumah to come onto him? You hear?
Yeah.
That's the issue over
right.
here. And the Chacham is saying that, you know, if you're right, then the tumah should not come on. When he touches, he shouldn't become tummy. Yeah? Okay, so now what do you feel about that?
So what I'm feeling is that this maisa that he touched the sheretz after he came out of the mikveh, that's something that happened after he was tahor, after he did the mikveh. It's something that happened after. But the neder happened before.
The neder happened before it did?
Yeah.
Aren't we discussing that he made hafor before she made the neder? That's what we're discussing, right?
Hmm.
Right? Hmm. She didn't make a neder. He gets up, you know, I'm making the neder.
Or like going in the mikveh before.
Yeah. Right? That would be the...
I see. Yeah.
Right? Comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you hold that the hafara can work as preventative, does that mean that it has to have something that is the hafara is being chal on, even if the neder doesn't exist yet, but the madir exists, like, or you don't need that?
No. You see, you're raising the point that's one of the things that we were trying to understand last time, right? Exactly. You know, where is this hafor chal, right? I mean, how is it? What happened? What does it do? What does it do? Where is it chal? Yeah, I mean, it should be chal. It should be chal. Where? But let's hear. What would you want to say over here?
I have no idea. I'm just.
I mean, there will be the same issue over here as far as tumah v'tayra, how that would work, right? Somehow there will be some koyach hametayra, right? Which is chal, which is here, right? And that's going to prevent the tuma from Michal on the person when he touches the sheretz.
The tuma is completely external. The sheretz is completely external, whereas the koyach hamadir is internal. The person can make an edim whatever they want.
Right. So, but what would you hear in that?
Potentially, there could be a stronger koyach for the hafor to be chal on the madir right now, even beforehand, as opposed to the tahara to be chal on a source of tumma that is completely external, has its own autonomy.
Well, see, let's see, maybe this touches on something that Shlomo mentioned before. I mean, if the hafara is chal before, is that affecting the ability to make a neder, or that's also sort of external, right? It's like sort of putting like I don't know what the good marshal over here is, but sort of putting like a cover, and when you try to shoot, you know, it doesn't go anywhere. You're not missing in the ability to make the neder. It just, the nether just can't.
It's blocked.
Yeah, it's blocked, right. It can't travel further. Right? Whatever the good marshal of that would be. Right? That's what it is. It's like shooting into a wall. Right? You know, see, there's nothing, the gun has the full, power. Right? But there's just something blocking it from getting further on. That's what it would be. So if you still understand that there's a difference, then maybe that's a point.
And you have an easier problem with the tumah because it's like the goof is here, so there's like something protecting the goof, as opposed to
which would answer the chachamim's tana.
I thought you just said you have a problem understanding how the hafar is chal.
I'm suggesting that you have a stronger prayer to prevent a neder from being chal because it's more internal, whereas the mikveh won't prevent a future contact with the tumor because that has an autonomy, the tumor source.
Oh.
I don't know.
This discussion seems to be how the hafara could be chal. He doesn't seem to have a problem with that. Am I wrong? Am I misunderstanding?
I'm trying to understand the Gemara.
Yeah, no.
What?
I'm trying to explain the Gemara. No, ask questions.
Okay.
He's just raising a mock into Mechalik, and that's why I was being murdered. That chiluk is not as open as it might seem, because even the hafora is sort of external, right?
And you could tie in that the tumah is internal because he walks into an oyal, which has mis in it. That's his right? It's all internal.
It might be his action, how internal that is, right? I mean, it's true that the Tumah is really coming, right? It's coming from an outside. He just, that's got his contact, how he's contacting him.
Contact,
the nether, true is coming from within.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm going to suggest something which I know can't be true, but I'm not sure why.
Okay. I'm sure we'll have three explanations on that.
It seems to me if he makes a hafar in advance and he says, well, I may for all of your nadarim, and she makes a neder anyway, she for sure knows that she's not doing it al das baila, and that therefore the hafar can't work from a koach of al das baila. It has to work from a separate koach, that he himself has the koach of being made for nadarim. But we see both of these are the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds by Rabbi Pinchas. Al das baila. Now maybe he holds there two different kochos. I don't know. Maybe that's the way of resolving it. I don't know. Am I saying not good here? Or maybe the hafara he's doing bichlal she doesn't have to hear anyway, so she could do it al das baila even if he made a hafara in advance, and that's what we're talking about.
May I suggest something?
Yeah. Sorry.
Let's hear.
The fact that the Baal has kerech over his wife's nedarim was granted to him, I think it's midrabanan, right? As part of the ksuba, as part of the marriage. What gives her the right to back out of that?
What was that again?
The Torah gives the husband a right. When he marries her, he's granted the kerech over her nedarim. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have the right to say, she must not mash kasu to say, I'm making kerech, not I'll ask my husband. It's not like, you know, someone who's like, yes, you better kind of, right, like the massive dam type of, Zonas, right? That's the Binnacle Institute, and the one built into it, if she wants to, she can back out of it. She can keep her income and not get spotted. But this is something that grants him the koyach. Well, she says she doesn't want it, doesn't work. She doesn't have the ability to do that.
Oh, I hear you. So then what's Aldaz Baila? How does it come in?
And where do you get this Aldaz Baila? Where is it?
Where's Aldaz Baila? Here. Here.
I can't ask that.
Here. That's fine. Almost wasted.
Is it something? Am I right? That this is like the Torah gave him that.
The two shittas that the Ran brings over there, whether it's something by itself, or it's really the basis for the Gzeiros HaKosov of Hafora, and it's not something that really works. Necessarily works on its own, right? So that's, you know, we have to start working at it. If the Michael's Ha'ora is more so if it's something by, if it's not concept by itself, if it's something by itself, and then it should like really work more fundamentally, right? That would be really a svara in the Iker Neder. She's only making Aldas Baila, and if her husband doesn't want it, so she never meant to make it in the first place. So once you bring that in, then things get that was the order. Even last time you already started mentioning this order that you have to work out. That's this whole machlekes over here. So if a person is getting up and he says he doesn't want his wife's Nedarim, so any net that she's making now, it's Shalei Aldas Baila. So what's the machlekes over here? Right? There's machlekes over here, you know, whether Baal can be Mefer, not Mefer. I mean, you have this other idea, if it's another idea, that she made it in the first place, only Aldas Baila. He doesn't want it, so... You know, so then that in itself should be a reason why it's not. I don't even need the conventional, you know, hafor, right?
The Aldas Baila would work with Mefreya. I mean, even
so that would seem to be the based on these two studies in the Ran. That's where you start from. In the Ran before discussed. Remember, the Ran was talking about if she's neideris, I'll ask someone else. If someone else gives her mezainis. Right, you know, whether you have this idea of Nederes al Daita because of that, right? So if that's so it doesn't necessarily have to do with a husband-wife relationship. It's not dependent on the parsha of Nedarim the Torah. There's like a new thing. Like any time a person makes a Tanai, you know, so this would be like sort of an understood Tanai, right? So, you know, once you bring that in, then this whole Gemara over here, right, needs to be set exactly what's the issue of it. This Gemara definitely seems to be working with the power of Hafor, and that's time, and I'll die. Right, so that's a good point. A good point that really we have to work on. But right now we're
okay,
I don't know. Right, so I told you what I know last time, and this time right now right. So we're just going to focus where the Gemara seems to be going over here. But I appreciate
being told I'm not crazy.
That's a valid point to work out. Definitely a valid point to work out. Okay. Yeah. So Nachamo. So what we just said in the Gemara here is according to this first gear. So that the Gemara that the Rabbanan are asking a pircha, basically a pircha in the Kalan Chomer. They're showing that what you're assuming is Kalan Chomer, I see in the eyes of the Torah is not so, and you see that from the Hilchos Tumah V'Tahira, that, you know, there's a Koyach HaMetahir only after the Tumah is Chal, but before the Tumah is Chal, to create some kind of Koyach to prevent the Tumah from being Chal, no such halacha. Now like this. Now, the Ran tells us, like Doel Mizu, and this, you know, might even be really the source of this. So let's just focus on this for a minute. He says he brings from this Sifri that Hanegeh ben Evlos and Gitma Hiloy Ma'afil Hem Besoy Hamayim. Right. So let's just think about it a little bit, because this taka needs also just to be focused on a little bit. That what is the case over here? That I feel him b'seich hamayim, right? And one touches the sheretz, He's in the mikveh, and he becomes tamei. Right? So, we have to figure out exactly what the case is. Right? A person goes into the mikveh, whatever, right? Right? And he encounters a dead sheretz on the bottom of the mikveh. He steps on it, right?
Right? Even a live one,
though. No, only a dead sheretz tamei. Right. Yeah. So he steps on it, he quickly pulls away his foot, and then he surfaces. So if that was the case, no reason why you shouldn't be tor, right? You know, right? Right? Case number two, right? He jumps into the mikveh and he sees that there's a dead sheretz on the bottom. He wants to, you know, do a service for everyone else. He scoops up the mikveh and he takes it away with him, right? So this case over here, I mean, he's tamei because he's touching the mikveh, you know, touching the... Right? So what exactly is the case over here that someone's tamei even in the mikveh? Right? Right? What are we talking about? So it would seem like that we have to make a statistical precision over here. Right? Like I'm saying, if he let go of the sheretz a second before he came at him, he surfaced out of the mikveh, he's definitely tor. Right? So what's this case over here that the Bryce is talking about, that afilu b'soich hamayim, he's tamei? Right?
Why can't we talk about even while he's still in the water? In other words, if he's holding the sheretz in the water and he touches someone else, he's matame.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Let's see such a case. So he's under, right? You're holding your sheretz, and now he touches someone else. I guess that person is not totally submerged, right?
He's touching sheretz is an av, and he becomes a rishon.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a little hard. Let's touch a kaili.
What?
Kaili's not going to help. Let's not touch food. Let's say touch food.
Okay.
Okay. So now the truth of the matter is that there is a loch of chiburin. Could be that it's taka more, right?
But he's still connected.
Well, he's still connected to the tumma. If he's still connected to the tumma.
Oh, then it's like an av.
Could be. Let me just think for a second. Okay. But so we'll talk about he's touching a sheretz. Let's see this. He's under the water touching the sheretz. He's touches someone else that's there, but that other person is not totally under the mikveh. Right? Otherwise, you know, how is he going to touch him without going out of the mikveh? Right. So let's say technically that's the case over here. Right, and the halacha is that he will be tamei. He's tamei. Now, why is he tamei? Akoponim, you see from over here.
Would it make him a hair of shemesh, or does that mean mace? Because they won't barati truma until nightfall, right?
But Michael's mother, that he's not the time of the person in the first place. That was the premise. So, right?
Maybe he means the person himself. Let's say he went to the. Maybe what he means is he went to the mikveh even though he wasn't tamei. He didn't really need to go to the mikveh.
Right.
It just stam while he was underwater. He touched a sheretz. And,
but that's what we're trying to think.
Oh, but you're saying now he's still needs hair of shemesh for truma. That's what he wants to say.
Did he become tamei? Oh, that's what's relevant. Okay, that's another oifin. Let's say he touches the sheretz under, and the question is, did he become tamei? But he let go, he became Tohar, or he never became tamei in the first place. This limud says that he became tamei. And this is a bigger chiddush than what we're talking about. We're talking about that he went into the mikveh. He's not in the mikveh anymore. Now he touches. Right? That's a bigger chiddush to say that that should prevent the tumah, right? That the mikveh should, give him a protective
coat,
right, from becoming tamei. This case over here is that the mikveh is here, right? The mikveh is doing its thing right now, and what we just want to have is let the mikveh prevent him from becoming tamei, and on that we see from over here that the mikveh can't prevent him from becoming tamei. He'll be tamei and tor.
And tor.
No,
if he lets go of the sheretz,
yeah,
and he'll become tahor,
right?
If he's still,
but the relevance of the fact that he became tamei, who the saying very good is that anything which the tefillah itself is not sufficient, and he needs a follow up for, he'll require, right? That'll be the difference. Right, that's a nice nafkamina. Let me just think for a second. And Shlomo is talking about. A case that he's touching the sheretz under the water, and he's touching something else, and assuming that he could be metame that other thing, if he would be tame, so that would be the nafkamina also. Does that other thing become tame, even though true that that he'll be tar if he lets go before he surfaces, he'll be tar, but he was tummy while he was holding on to it, even though he's in the water.
Well, wouldn't it be the same thing for the second person who he touches if he's
right, but that person is halfway in the water, yeah, halfway out of the water.
Yeah, but if he's halfway out, for sure, he's tummy. I mean,
that person is dependent on whether the first person became tummy or not. Right, that's what we're discussing. That'll be the nafkamina. If someone in the mikveh contacts the sheretz, does he become tamei or not while he's holding it?
Hillel says he is tamei.
Right. It can't prevent him from becoming tamei. Now let's just think about that for a second. But le'idach gisa, right? Is the mikveh working at all for him? Right? So if you think about it like this, is that he touched it, right, at 12 and 1 second. Right? Now, he's still holding it at 12 and 3 seconds. Why is he tummy now? Because he touched it at 12 and 1 second? Or, no, I've had the mikveh will help him for that. Right? But he's tummy because the mikveh can't prevent him from becoming tamei. So there's a constant, cause for tumah. So, the mikveh is also constantly being mitar him, right? Because that's the power of mikveh. Mikveh is mitar someone who's tamei, but he might have a constant renewal of his, right, of his tumah, because he's still holding it. Right, so it l'chayra that I would think. Let's see if you agree with this. That the tumah from 12 o'clock, from 12 in 1 second, went off because he was in the mikveh after that. Right, but this that he's, when he touches someone else, he's tamei is because of the renewal of the tumah. Right, so there's a constant Tumah Vitara happening over here. And
the Tumah got renewed because he touched the sheretz.
Because he's still touching.
Still touching.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But if he's still touching, then the Tumah never went off.
What we're talking about over here is that it could be that. Is there really any point of time that the tumah went off? Right, that might be true, right? But I think it's because of a constant renewal, right? That's what I would think. As we were getting a little technical over here, and you know, I see the smoke arising from Michael's head over here. He's working very hard over it. I don't know how to look at this, right? But that's not what I'm
thinking of. Charge and discharge of a capacitor and how long it takes. That's what I'm thinking about.
Right. I can give a muscle to what I was saying. Yeah. We say that a Kosh Baruch Hu's B'chol Rega is being buried the Olam. Right? So in other words, are we saying that something exists and it's, you know, the Sanat Chazaka continues to exist, or do we say that, B'chol Rega V'Rega, you know, it's Tamei, you know, Tamei, Tamei.
Yeah, okay, now that would be a marshal. That's easy for us to understand. Right. Such a thing. So Ramach, you might be right that I don't know if there's any really point of time, you know, that I can't see. My eyesight is not so fine to see if there's like a millisecond of Tyra, you know, happening over here. But Akoponim,
electrically, there's a huge nafka, Mina.
Oh, yeah.
Whether this would be one way or the other way. Because one would create an electromagnetic wave and the other would not create an electromagnetic wave because it would be constant.
Uh-huh.
One was going up and down versus constant.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe the cover would be awesome.
Right. He could see the electromagnetic tumor waves.
What? He's holding on the chair, so I don't see how, for one split second, the tumor could go up.
So it could be, but Akoponim, but why is he tummy now? That's what I'm wondering. You know, did the mikvah's tire power not work at all? We don't have such a source. That's not part of the discussion over here, that the Tyrish power shouldn't work. On the contrary, we're all talking about a greater power, Tyre to prevent, right? So, you know, the Tyre power, should work.
But
right?
Only if he's not touching the shares. If he's touching the shares, it doesn't work.
Not that it doesn't work, but it's not relevant. It could be that it's not relevant, like we're saying, because true that the tumor of second number one is off, but you're still holding it at second number two, so you tummy because of the touch of second number two. Right? That could be why it's like that. Now, should that be a reason why the tire can't work in the first place? I don't see so much why that should be. Why that should be. As a matter of fact, right, the Mishnah Brachos talks about that someone has a tumor that goes off with mikveh, and he has another tumor which mikveh doesn't help. There's machlekes over there, maybe he has to be mitana, but there's a din. You know, that the tire works on that. You know, sure, he'll still tummy because of the other thing maybe, but the tire still works on that. The fact that he's tummy is not a reason, tummy is not a reason for tire not to work. It'll work on whatever it could work. Alright? That's what it would seem like to me from over there. Right?
Well, if it worked on sheriffs, then that would be good.
If it worked on sheriffs.
That it could maybe in tummy of sheriffs for a split second, you know, that comparison. I could see, but if it can't be metame asheretz, like it's like one of those the kli, something can be tahar and something cannot. Asheretz cannot.
You're right. I mean, the asheretz definitely is not becoming tahar,
right?
But
and he's touching it.
He's touching it. So. But see, we're talking about something very very fine pointed over here. Let's say we're agreeing with you that in time wise there's never a break in the tumor, but there's never a break in the tumor because there's a renewal every second, right? Okay. But that means the old second maybe Hitaka is tore from, right?
See, I can see a nafka in the between Yehuda and Shlomo, because if it's going up and down, on and off, then for Yehuda, for sure, he's still going to have to wait for Hair of Shemesh, because he had a tumor.
Right.
But by Shlomo, I might say, how do you know when he touched him that he was Tavar at that, that he was Tummy at that point? It's going up and down. Maybe at that second that he touched him, he was actually Tavar. was down for a second.
Okay, so if so I guess that's also totally on you know how we're splitting the second over here. If it's possible that the touch could be just during that interval.
Well, I'm getting into there's some complicated math behind what I'm saying
okay.
that I'm not getting into.
Okay.
But I think you hear the point in a general sense.
Right. Right.
And we understand the Rav's question here because, I mean, first of all, one of the Medayek and the Ran says that when he went into Tovo, the Ran says, Ba'odu Taha. I don't know why he had to say Ba'odu Taha, why the Nafkmina? But the Nafkmina, as in Vahav Shemesh, and you pointed out that he would have to be, if that to be relevant, that he was already Taha before he went out. Otherwise, anyway, Vahav Shemesh. So maybe that's why the Ran says Ba'odu Taha.
Are you?
But I don't understand the question. How it starts because if we're going with the Ran says in Yiga Achakach B'Sheretz, right? So it's not he's not in the mikvah.
No, but there's two things. There's the Adrava. In other words, he's showing Adrava means Gedolim Mizu, right? So then there's two levels over here, right? He's saying the Argimor is right.
So he brings in the back in the Shemra Oris. What's Nafkamena? There's a whole bit here about it.
Yeah, okay.
And so, like, as we were speaking.
Yeah.
So, first he brings someone, what Shlomo said. He said, while he's in the mikvah, in one hand he's touching the sheretz, on the other hand he's touching a keli, which is, I don't know, his mikvah in the mikvah, and mikvah out of the mikvah. I don't know why it has to be mixed.
That's been discussed before, because it shouldn't be, itself shouldn't be in the mikvah, it also be the same issue as him. Right?
Even if it's not touching the sheretz? Even if the keli is not touching the sheretz, it's in the water, it would become...
The keli, otherwise the keli would have its own tefillah. Right?
Yeah. So why can't it just be outside the mikvah?
Then he can't touch it.
Why not?
Because he's in the mikvah.
Okay, so that's the rush.
Unless he's doing like carrying.
So the Shash says that what we're saying, that like he becomes a Rishon, and a Rishon can't be a time of keli.
Mm-hmm. So that was Michael's horror, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a Magia. So the Rishash is Magia and the Rosh, that it's not a show, it's talking about Tumas Zav. Magia, okay. Well, it's not what the Ran says. But then he brings the Nafkmin of Hev Shemesh, and then in parentheses, he says, he's Bechoy Nafkmin of Pshuta. If he's, while he's in the mikvah touching the shares, can he eat Truma at the moment while he's touching the shares?
How do you do that?
Sure. I don't know. What's the thing? You have a Coke bottle in the mikvah.
Yeah.
Coke truma.
Somehow you'll get.
Well, I don't understand why he has to come on to it because you need Harav Shemesh. Why does he have to come on to eating it while you're in the mikvah?
Yeah.
Who's saying that? That's the Rishash saying that on the Ron?
It's in parentheses, so maybe it's the Kerel Masifta.
Oh.
Right, but you don't have. But you
they're
don't,
still pretty smart people.
but again, you can have that. A power person went into a mikvah, picks up a sheretz. Now is he allowed to drink? A truma deka
wine.
Yeah, okay, wine.
Wait,
okay.
He's in the mikvah.
Question,
he's in the mikvah, right? So now he was tahar. He goes into the mikvah, picks up a sheretz. So now there's no hair of shemus unless there's a nutuma. Right? So is he allowed to drink a truma deka wine?
How is he drinking if he's fully submerged? Even with a straw? But then
obviously he's coming
out.
Is a
straw not
chitzitza? No, once it comes out, we could
find ways to make it work, but I mean, why say such a crazy case? If you need Erev Shemesh, just say. Say a normal case.
Yeah.
Comes out and he doesn't have Erev Shemesh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're going to say a crazy case, you must be you must feel like you're forced to say it. You know, if you're not just saying an easy case.
Yeah.
It seems to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say? If it's possible to synchronize this, is that if he lets go of the sheretz, the second he emerges from the water.
I think that's what you originally wanted to say.
Right.
I assume that's where you were going from the beginning. Before we digressed with the other
ones. I saw a way that the actual tahara only happens with the exiting, not with the submersion.
Does that stem with what we're saying now?
I mean, I don't know if that contradicts what we're saying now. I mean, You're saying that he's letting go just at that moment, so he doesn't really have an exiting, because at that moment is when he's letting go. However you stim the moments.
So you're saying he doesn't have anything on the exit, so as he's exiting, he lets go.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm trying to say. If he never became Tomei, right, so then he's okay. But if he became Tomei, then he's not going to have the moment of Tyre. Right? That's what I was trying to get at. Right. But what I just meant to say is that isn't our whole discussion over here assuming that the mikveh is mitayr while he's submerged? Right? You know, all that we're just discussing right now.
Right, so...
Yeah, okay, because it's just mentioning different...
Oh, could be the way that we're having different purposes of Tevida. There's Tevida of the hands, Tevida of changing the status, like gave us or...
Okay, right. Maybe that's what that is.
I think it was in the context of the Tevida that we do on Erev Kippur, is the second form. We're changing the status now to have to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, that's interesting, right? That's a big nafkamina then. Do you have to have, because I was thinking maybe you need to have kavana before you go underneath the water. It sounds like, no, if you change your kavana while you're under the water, you're okay. Because it's not the submerging, it's the being in the water.
You need kavana to table?
For geirish, you probably need kavana, right? I mean, that's a sugya. Didn't we have that sugya by Anita? She has so kavana for this.
She doesn't.
But she's always said she did a kavana. She did a.
She fell in. Remember the Gemara? We didn't see that yet. But it's a sugya in Chul. I think Gemara brings it.
I thought there was one where she did it for one purpose, and the question is, did it help? For a different purpose. I thought it was maybe she did it for Gayrus and did it help for Nida, but maybe it was the other way. She did it for Nida, did it help for Gayrus?
I mean, there definitely is such a concept in the levels of Tyra for Kedusha, Chuma, Kolchim, you know, V'chul, right? Chagiga. What? Chagiga,
the last part.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Can we just think for a second what we're just about to say here? Right. So I come up to the context in the Ran over here is that this would have been an easier case, let's say, of prevention, right? Meaning to say, when you have the mikveh happening right now, right, let it prevent, right? You know, whereas it's a bigger chiddush, the case that he's talking about now, that you know, you added a mikveh and you want that the protection power, right, should remain with you when you go touch it. And that's when we say the mizu adraba, that you see that there's no prevention power in mikveh, even while you're in the mikveh. There's no prevention power. That the tumah definitely is chal. Okay.
Sorry, can I say something another?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this only works by negiyah. Meaning, let's say for a while you were underneath the water in the mikveh, there was a tumah that came into the ohel, and then it left before you came out of the water. Would the tumah protect you from tumah's ohel? In such a case, it seems like maybe it would.
In what context? The mikveh power, or more like the other svar that you're not nechshav in the oil, maybe.
Okay, I hear you. You're saying it's a different limud. What about hesis? Not actually touching it, but you're... Hesus is carrying, right?
Carrying. Yeah. All those non-touchables.
Untouchable?
What?
Like what?
Like sitting on something, lifting it. You know, on a tray, so you're not directly touching it.
Yeah. Right.
You're submerging in the chesitza, how are you creating the Hesus? Right?
Well, I mean... If it's carrying, I don't know, it falls. You're underneath the water and something falls on you, and then the sheretz falls on top of it or something, or whatever Hesses could be for. I'm not sure it works for a sheretz.
You're talking about transmitting the tumah through Hesed?
Yeah, Hesed.
Okay. Midiraisa isn't the
emotion. Theoretically, you could just if you don't push the water and move it, that should be sufficient to do that.
You're saying that would be called a Hesed?
I think so.
Oh.
Okay. All right, let's come back over there.
Okay, sorry.
opening up a little bit over there. Okay, but good. Good thing over here. So,
completely off the point, but previously, you're saying, voting in Das. I was just saying the Gemara Yevamos that the tzaddi you don't even need their consent.
But that might be a difference within Ishus Yivas Tower. Right, that's Machlokus over there. That's a whole Machlokus over there. I mean, Evid might be different from a regular person. I remember there's a Rashi and a riff there that argue on this Nakuda.
Okay, so let's see where we are. Right, so we're bringing a rai. The Gemara is bringing a rai over here that Shmameno Loi Chaylin. And so we just discussed the gear. So what's happening in the Brais, in the context of the Brais itself, that the Chachom are coming to ask a pircha to be mechiach, that the Kal v'chomer that Blaz is making is not the logic behind the Kal v'chomer is not true. You see from Dinei Torah that the Torah is not machsha, this is Kal v'chomer. Plus by mikvah you see that thing works the other way. Now, but what's the Rai? Let's see the Ram, the Hemshcha Ram. Shmamer lechaylin, deha omru loy mikvah yechiach she'enoy matzel. Right? That you see what when they were coming to prove otherwise, they said to him that mikvah yechim mikvah show you she'enei matzel. Mikvah is not matzel. Almo, but from kavachom de Belezer, so you see from there that according to the kavachom de Belezer, hoyeroi the mikvah she'yatzel, it should have come out from there that mikvah is preventing and the person who's being tabled, he shouldn't become tummy at all. Ki hechi the baal ma'akev nidve ishto shlo yecholum. That's what they're saying, that according to the way you're saying, it, by mikveh it should be like that, and it's not like that, Now. In light of what we just discussed right now, right, we could just mention like this, right? A point that we're constantly raising over here: that what is the basis of the rai? So at first glance, it sounds like from the rai that it's just the terms that they were using, right? That mikvah should be matzel, right? It sounds like they're using a prevention term over here, and as if like that's what was the issue over here. Right, that before the thing is chal, should this power prevent it? that's what the Ran would be mashma. That's just sort of a mashmois. Now, it is a mashmois. Now, Taco wondering. That what we discussed really, in this sifri over here in the mikvah, right? That's like we're saying that's the same idea over here. It just less of a chiddush that could have possibly helped. Now, I mean, we're coming to show over here that it's not chal at all. I mean, that's the nafkaminas that we're saying, right? if it's tomei and then you become tor, then we're not going to have the nafkamina of this sifri that we're talking about, right? So it could be that it's even more. I'm after cheshvin this ois. As we go on over here, but so what we point again is that the raya that it's not chal at all maybe is more than just the lotion of matzel that we're saying, that as we'll see in around the way we know that a taka doesn't work. Right? How do we know that? Right? That's another way he talks about this. How do we know? Maybe Rebbe Lez is right. Maybe we should create, you know, a power, right? A prevention power by tumah. I mean, the answer is this pasuk, right? That's really what it is, right? That even while he's in the mikvah, it doesn't prevent, right?
So that we learn from a pasuk.
Yeah.
Which pasuk?
This pasuk over here, right? Of Hanegem Nevlos and Yidma.
It says Basifri.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, what you're saying is then there's really enough nafkamina between the man case and the kli case. Because the man case, like the way Yehuda is saying it, is that even if you become Tameh and Tahar right away, he still has to wait for Erev Shemesh. If he doesn't become Tameh at all, he doesn't have to wait for
right,
Erev Shemesh.
Right.
By the kli, really, it doesn't make any difference whether it didn't become tamei at all or it became tamei and immediately became tahor, because a kli, you know, once a kli, unless it's a kli that can't get tahara.
No, but the kli added a mikvah, right? So the kli is right. If it became tamei, then it'll still be tamei, no? And well, if it,
I'm just talking in the sefer. Sorry, maybe
I want to get to that yet.
That's we'll see. Okay,
all right.
But if we learn from a pasuk, how does this whole thing work?
So we'll have to see about that. I mean, that's gonna. but let's say at this point, what we're saying is that, I mean, granted that it's a pasuk, but you see that the pasuk is establishing for us how we look at it, and the pasuk is negating this idea that there's a that it's more kal if it wasn't chal yet. Now, if you want to ask that, well, that's, you know, maybe that's halacha in Toma Vitari. What does that have to do with mikveh, right? So the Gemara would be with Havaros Nor, I mean, right? So the Gemara Lachara would be. Equating the two, right? The Gemara's understanding that there's not. It's not
stronger. In other words, yeah. If we need a pasa, that shows that the Kal V'Chomer is a good Kal V'Chomer.
It would have, right? Been maybe
because if you didn't need the pasa, then
so we'll see. There's going to be a shock of a timing more about this,
okay.
Right? But I think at this point, you're right. But the question is, now that there is a pasuk, so the pasuk is taka directing to us is how the Torah wants us to view this, right? Uh-huh. Right.
That it's not a good kal v'chomer,
right?
Because of the pasuk,
right? Right. Right. And the pasuk is gonna establish for us how we view kal and chomer, right? that's what I would think, right? At this point.
I don't know if this is saying it a little differently,
yeah.
But
okay.
But not, despite the fact that one's kal and one's chomer, but we don't learn this. In other words, this limud not to apply the kal v'chomer applies on all cases. Not that it's not a kal v'chomer, because again, kal v'chomer is logic. So a pasuk can't tell you that something's logical or illogical. You could just say that we don't apply this halacha despite the logic.
Right. Or
okay.
No, but it might be telling you that your sense of logic is off here. Also, that's the other side of that.
I don't know if logic works that way. That's why you don't need a You don't need a pasuk to make a kavachomer.
Is it so clear that it's easier to do preventative care than to take care of a problem once it arises? That's clear in every case.
I didn't say that I would come to that logical conclusion. But if the Gemara makes that logic, so then the Gemara is assuming it's clear.
Okay. We'll see about this. This is discussed in the Gemara itself. We'll see about this.
If I'm bringing this out of order, but since you kind of mentioned this, in the girsa that we're going with, where there's only one baba of mikvah, and it doesn't bring the second baba that we have in our Gemara.
Okay.
So then, clearly, for sure, the Gemara is making a comparison between Hataras Nadarim and Tumantara, or Afaras Nadarim. If you have two babas, and the Ran didn't say like this, he specifically did not say like I'm saying, but if you have the two babas, when the Chachamim are comparing these, you see even within Tumantara, you don't make this Kal Vachomer, then maybe.
But aren't they regardless trying to, you know, send that eventually back to Afaras Nadarim?
No, but maybe they're just coming to say, meaning if you just have one Baba, then, and they say, you see by Tumantara, you can't say you're, he says it's Kal Vachomer on Afaras Nadarim. They say, you see, by Tumantara, you don't have it. So maybe he'll say, that's by Tumantara, and I'm talking Afaras Nadarim. Here you say it. But once they come and make two Babas, and they say, you see, that the logic, even within Tumantara, doesn't work to go from one kind of Tumantara to another kind of Tumantara. So you want to take it from one kind of Hafaras Nadarim to another kind of Hafaras Nadarim. You can't even, the logic itself doesn't work. Internally, it doesn't work. And then he can't come back and say, oh, I'm talking about Hafaras Nadarim, you're talking about this, because it's an eternal thing.
Okay. You have to just bring it up again when we get there. Because
okay,
I'm not fully there.
Okay,
not
fine.
Fully there.
Okay,
but I see the opening, but I'm not having crossed the border.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Okay. So we were just raising the point over here that what's the rye, right? That's always the discussion about himself. Right, in certain points of the Gemara, is the Raya from the Mir Mashmois? That would be definitely the first glance of the Ran. That's probably what the Ran says. And we're just wondering that maybe it's even more than that. because this whole halacha is only relevant if it prevents the Tumah. If it's not preventing the Tumah, then it's not relevant, this halacha. So you see that it can't, the issue is preventing.
By the Adam case? Like because of you, what you were saying? That's what you mean to say?
I'm talking about the case when he's in the mikvah. That's actually what I meant to say.
Right.
The Ad Rabba case in the Ran. Right? As we're discussing that he's added a mikvah and then he goes, touches a sheretz. Right? That was like the case that the Gemara was discussing, and the Gemara, and on that the Gemara was saying that not only does that not help to prevent him, but even while he's in the mikvah, there's no prevention power. Now that's what so we are discussing prevention, right? We're not talking about being retired after the tumus chal.
And you want to say that it's not just mashma in the lashon, but the fact that there's a chiluk between preventing after and preventing during also shows you that it's preventing and not.
The issue is preventing, right? The issue has you preventing, right? That's what I was saying. Okay, let's see now. Now, Zok the Ran. Now the Ran goes further. Umiksas nashi garsi hochi. This is the gifts that we have. Uma mikvah shomala satemei mitumosam einoi matzel ala termilatami. Fine. Okay, that's the first part of this. And the Girsa continues, Odom She'ein Mala es Hatmei Mitumosom. Now watch, this is a little scene around. This is a new thing, new idea. Odom, that he can't be Mitahir. She'ein Mala es Hatmei Mitumosom. Right? He can't bring away something which was Tomei and bring it to Tyre. Whatever that will mean, what would that mean? That you know, an Adam to create Tyre is Einedin Shloyatz Lala Tahor Miltame. Definitely, he shouldn't be able to be Matzil.
Didn't you skip a line?
I skipped a line. Okay, maybe I did. I'll start again. Mixas Naschi Garzi Hochi. That there are some Girsois which are Gerus the following. Ma Mikvah Shemalas Hatzmei Mitumosom. That madoch mikveh, it has the ability to take off tumah after it was a richal. It can't in a matzil al tahir milatame. It can't prevent the tumah. So adam she'ein male es hatmei mitumosum. Adam which can't even do what mikveh could do is ein edin shlo yatzil al tahir milatame. Then definitely he can't do what mikveh can't do.
I was looking later.
Oh, okay. So the Ran explains what this means. Ma mikveh afal pi shemales hatmei mitumosum. Mikveh, you know, could accomplish this. It could take off tuma. Ein matzel ala tahir milatame. Kidedar shinon mevan negeb nevosan gitmo. Right. That's this is really the source of that. Hilo ma afil heim b'seich hamayim. Is Odom She'ein Male es Hatmei Mitumosom? Now the Ran explains. What does this mean? What is this idea that Mora is working with? That an Odom causing Taira. How does an Odom cause Taira? Zok the Ran the following. Shimbol Odom Tohor Tabas Tmeyo Vehekiyo. If a person swallowed, a person who is Tohor, he swallows a keli which became Tomei, Vihikia, Adain Tomoso Leho. It is still Tomei. It is still Tomei. There's no Tyra power in a person, being inside a person. Maybe we could relate it to that of a mikveh, right? Just being submerged in a mikveh. Is a power to be mitar. So being within a person, that's what the Gemara is coming from, understanding that is that would that be a tyra power, and that can't cause tyra. Is anything shleyatz la tohur milatame?
I saw somewhere that
yeah
the case of the Adam that bolea the tabas tamea. It's talking about after he's bled the Tabas Tamer, he's toivel himself in the mikvah, he comes out, and later on he spits out the Tabas that he was bled. It's not Natar, even though he was toivel in the mikvah.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
Oh, so, I mean, I don't see that happening in the round. Right? The round doesn't seem to be working with that.
The Ram makes it sound like he just swallows it and then eventually as Makia spits it out.
Mm-hmm.
But
he didn't mikvah.
No. The Ram doesn't mention the mikvah, but
oh, I see.
I mean, according to the Ram's learning and maybe even the other one also, I'm really asking on the Gemara. I'm not asking
Rosh. The Rosh talks like you're saying.
Yeah. And why is this even? I mean, you had a problem with me before when I said, you know, by Tumas Ohel when he's underneath the mikveh, does it protect him or not? You said maybe it's just because he's not part of the Ohel. Maybe why don't we say the same thing here? This that he's protecting this Tabas Tahar that's inside him. It has nothing to do with. He's not like a mikveh. He's just, it's just that the Tabas is not in the room. I in the Gemara seems to learn not like that. At least, certainly the way the Ron's giving it over, that this is like a din. He's almost like a mikveh to protect it. Not that the tabas isn't in the room where the yohel is.
So the truth is, I mean, the Ran himself really speaks out something, which is the basis of your question. Right? And as we have the Ran explains, Toma Balua, which is like a different concept. So let's talk a see. Right? You're asking a good question. Let's see if we could understand it. But let's see what this Girsa is saying as follows: is that the Girsa is saying like this that let's just see where it's heading. This Girsa is working within Toma, right? And we're working with the premise that we find in Toma. Meaning to say that by mikveh it works to be matar, and it can't prevent tumah. So it would seem to be that it's easier to be matar after something became tumah than to prevent the tumah. Right? That's you see from mikveh. Now, therefore, it should follow that something that can't even be matar, can't take off tumah, right? Which is Adam. It should follow that Adam shouldn't be able to prevent tumah. What's the case of preventing tumah? This is the case of Adam, which will be preventing tumah. A person swallows a tabas tahir, he enters an oil hames, shlo yatzel al hatabas mil tabal tumah. If one could make kalva chomers, concerning preventing, you know, as opposed to taking off Toma, then it should follow that Adam should not be able to prevent Toma, because mikveh, which does have a tyra power, can't prevent. So Adam, which doesn't even have a tyra power, shouldn't be able to prevent. And that's not true, right? But the loch is not like that. He could be the tyra b'lua loy mitama. Oh, right. So the Ran says that. Why is that so? This is because of a new yisoid lachar. This is tyra b'lua loy mitama. That means something which is enveloped in something else.
Is that only by all ames, or is that any type of tuma? If it's b'lua, it's not mitama. Because the example they always give is Ol Hames, that after he swallows the Tahar ring, he goes into Ol Hames.
Right, but what would you be? What your example be?
Touches something directly with his body, with his hand. He touches any type of tumul directly. Negir.
But so how would that contact the Tabas?
He swallows a ring that's Tahar, and then he touches something that's Tummy.
Right. But how is the tumul?
Does the tumah that's on his body make tummy the ring that's inside his body?
Well, what's the halacha if a person's holding a ring in his hand and he touches something, a tumah? How does that work there? What's your understanding? You know, you have to connect the tumah to the tabas, and then we can discuss, you know, whether there's something that could prevent it.
That it depends what type of tumor. If it's a sheretz and he becomes,
you know, if it's a negia, you're not having a negia between the tumor and the tabas.
But he himself becomes tamei, but his tumor doesn't extend to kelim.
But the difference so that, is maybe if he touches,
that's not
the
what we're discussing. We're discussing that he'll act as a prevention from the tumor traveling from there to there. If he's going to become tame, and then in turn he'll be mitame, you know, then that's not what we're discussing here, right? So that's why in oil hameis you have, you know, a way of the connection, theoretically, right? And the issue just is whether he's, you know, acting as a protection.
If he himself becomes tummy and there's a tabas bulu inside of him, does it become tummy because it's touching his body or because it's base astarim and it doesn't?
Probably it's in gears base astarim, yeah.
So it's not tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're saying it's
I don't think that's even right. It's not even relevant to us because we're discussing but not getting tuma from him, but we're talking about
tuma directly from the source.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't have that. Okay.
Yeah, so let's see. So what's happening over here in this Gemara is that we're discussing really Tumah V'Taira, and we're showing that in Tumah V'Taira that making a Kavah Chomer from, you know, however you're establishing Kalin Chomer, even if you would establish Kalin Chomer, means it's easier to take off Tumah than to prevent Tumah, right? Which would seem to be what will be established from mikveh, right? Right? You know, whether in Sfar we would have said it or not, but that's today, the Hilchis Tumah, right, set us up that's Kalon Chomer, right? See, from mikveh, that it's easier to take off Tumah than to prevent Tumah, right? And therefore, it should follow that something which can't even take off Tumah should not be able to prevent Tumah. Nevertheless, that's not so. Almo lekol amedin kavachoyim ki agavno. What you see from over there is that one can't make a kavachoymer in such a way. Mimash chalkfar l'mash loy chaladayin. The high kedine, the high kedine. That what we would see from mikveh is that these two scenarios of taking off a tumah or a chalois, right. And versus preventing it, it's not something that we could make a kavu chomer with. Ela haikedine v'haikedine, each one has its own halach v'lav b'kavu chomer toli, and it's not dependent, not subject to kavu chomer. Is therefore hochinami afagav shabal meifin edorim shabol lechal iser. Even though we know that. That Nedorim could be taken off after they were chal. Lo danin and kavu chaymer sheyofroisem sheloy bo lechal iser. You can't make a kavu chaymer. So according to that, that's what we're doing. We'd be coming from Tumah V'Taira, and from Taira grada the logic is fakert, right? You know, it's within the parasha. I'm saying you see from mikveh, right? But the idea is that whatever the so-called Kalon Chomer is, you should be able to build from that. And you see that from Tumah V'Taira, it's not like that. You know, there seems to be contradictions, you know, if there was such a logic, you know, if you could work with that. Elamai, what the Rabbanan are coming to say over here is that I see that Chal and Nachal is not something that you could build a logic out of, and therefore build halachas, and therefore, you know, haikadine of haikadine.
Can you say that the Chachamim are challenging Rabbi Eliezer's whole kavuchomer because his kavuchomer was built on the fact that he assumed that it's easier to prevent than to remove something that's already chal, and we see from mikveh that it's easier to remove something that's already chal than to prevent. So
that'll be right in the coin to the original gear. So that just the hechiach that was showing that.
You build according, the kavuchomer assuming that preventing is easier. I'll show you right. The mix for that.
That's the first girsa. That's the first girsa. But according to this girsa, it's not what we're doing because, on the contrary, within tumah, we're really working with a opposite.
Sometimes it goes this way. Sometimes it goes that way.
I mean, even before that, what we want it to be is that we want to say that it's easier to remove tumah,
right.
And therefore, someone who can't remove tumah definitely can't prevent it, right? So right. We're working with a opposite sfor, right? So we're not working in the same direction. But the point over here is that, like the Ran says, that you can't work, you know, you can't develop a kalon chomer between chal and achal. That's what we're coming to do. And you know,
is that because we have drushes specifically what works and what doesn't work by each scenario? We learn from. We learn by mikveh. We have that pasuk v'naga v'nivlasam and ma'banogia v'nivlasam, and we have because we have psukim and drushes. So because we have psukim and drushes, that's why you can't learn a kavachomer because each case is going to be different, and it's not kalim, it's not chomer, it's just based on drushes. Is that the point?
Well, see, if you do that, then you're making it hard for us because we're trying to relate this right to Taforas Nedorim.
Well, right. They're going to say we have drushes by Kafaras Nedarim.
Well, not at this point of the Gemara.
Back, it says in the Mishnah already.
But that's not what the Gemara is doing right over here. The Gemara right now over here is just working, right? And we're showing you that by mikveh, like the Rav Naran says, hakadin v'hakadine.
This brisa was written after the Mishnah was written. We already know that the source is Yishai Yikimena Yishai Yifarena. We already know that it's the Hekesh. It's not like we didn't know there's a Hekesh. They're just
What you want to know is that when we get to the end of the Gemara, then we'll have to come back around to over here at what we thought, right? But at this point of the Gemara, we don't know of the Hekesh. Right? We're not working with the Hekesh. And we're working, you know, within the Svaris of Reb Elezer. I mean, that's you know, as we're learning this Gemara, right, and we're thinking about the Mishnah, you know, I would have thought that maybe there's a machlokes over here, right? You know, that these Rabbanon over here argue in the Iker logic, and maybe, you know, the Chacham in our Mishnah maybe agree with the logic, but they have a posik, right? But definitely over here, what's going on in the Gemara right now...
This is not the same Chacham as our Mishnah?
Okay, we'll see about this, right? I mean, the man talks about, you know, when you get to the end of the Gemara, what was going on over here. But, and there's definitely was a half mean in the Gemara. The Ran says that they're arguing, you know, in the Svar, right? Whether there's room to develop such a thing or not, intrinsically, even without the Hekesh.
His problem is that by Mikveh it goes in one direction, and by the other case of Balua it goes in the other direction. That's the problem, and they're going in different directions.
Whose problem?
The Ran in this third Girsa.
In the third Girsa?
Didn't you just read
second.
In the second,
right.
So I don't see any problems. I think the Ran
is trying to say that the reason the Chacham say you can't do the Kal V'Chomer is because we see that in Mikveh it goes in one direction and Balua goes in another direction.
I'm not sure what we mean with that.
It's easier to remove something that's already chal, and by
okay, right, okay,
and
I see me, yeah.
Lua, it's easier right. to prevent.
Right, right. So you see, contradictory halachas. So you see that.
That's why you can't learn the Kal V'Chomer.
So, but it's more than that. It's more fundamental. You're right. You can't learn the Kal V'Chomer. But he's taking out what the Gemara is taking out from over here. What the Chachamim are taking out, and the countering Reb Elezer is that you can't develop Kal and Chomer, right? Between these two ideas of prevention or pre-chalois and post-chalois, right? You can't develop a scale, right? You know, how it works.
Just because I showed you in two cases where they go and they work differently means that you can never do a Kal V'Chomer in these type of things.
So that could be a horror, like Shlomo was murdered before that. Well, maybe that's, you know, Hilchos Tumah V'Taira. You know, why did that necessarily carry over to other portions of the Torah? Okay, right. So that's a horror. The Gemara is doing that, and the Gemara seems to understand that it's not limited just to over here. Right.
Is there elsewhere a rule that we don't learn Issa from Tumah? Is there such a Gemara? I think somebody told me that, but I don't remember such a thing. Is there such a concept?
It depends in what context. See, over here, what we're saying is that as far as this svara, the Gemara holds that there shouldn't be any chiluk, right? If you want to learn halachas, one
whether it's easier to move something that's chal already or beforehand,
it's the Gemara, like I'm saying, the Gemara is not, see, according to the first gear, sir, we're showing that the logic is the opposite. The Gemara over here is not coming to do that over here, because the Gemara is working within Tumah, and we're accepting that Tumah has its own so-called logic, and we're asking a contradiction within Tumah itself, and the answer to that is that you see that we don't work with logic between these two scenarios. That's what we're walking away from, right? There's no dependency on these two things.
It seems to me that everyone agrees that if you swallow a tabas tahor and you go into an oil amaze, that the tabas does not become tummy. It seems like everyone agrees
with
that.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's not right. Right. That's a great point.
The body is preventing it from becoming tummy.
The Ran says, "Taira balua loy metamu." Taira balua, something which is tov. If it's enveloped in something else, it doesn't become tamei. That might be Right? You have to really, really learn it properly. It would seem like that maybe it's not considered that it's within the Oil HaMeis. Right? That could be an explanation. Right? If you know of a different explanation, that could be true also. I wasn't my eye well into this.
This doesn't need a person, does it? I mean, if you have it inside a can,
some apostle, right? That's definitely such a halacha, right? And right. So this concept is really extending that idea. That's what I would think to hear.
It works by other things also.
Yeah, I mean the pasuk talks about right? Right.
Was that this week's parsha?
No, I think it's in parsha of Poradum.
If anything's inside of something else, that thing inside is not tummy.
Chukas. Yeah. What?
Anything inside of something else doesn't become tummy.
So I can't generalize everything. Everything has its specific halachas over here, and I'm not so familiar, so I can't just give you a blanket answer. But
a sealed can, and it has contents inside the can. The contents inside the can does not become tummy for inside all our base, because there's a can on the outside. That's what you're telling me?
Well, okay, so learn the psukim in the pasuk says. The pasuk says that if it doesn't have a covering on it, something which is unclean, it'll become tummy. And that's what we learned from over there, that if it did, it would not. Now, what the conditions...
tummy, but the contents do not?
Might depend on what kind of kli it is. Kli cheres, not kli cheres. Right. There's a lot of specific details over here, which, you know, it's hard to give a general answer to all the questions.
So this is not limited to Adam, though. That's clear?
What?
This is not limited to Adam?
The concept, right, is okay. The main source.
For some reason,
the main source.
It's something to do with Adam. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think the concept... concept, but I'm not even sure whether necessarily this is mitam that, right? So you know, I'm just reserving exactly what this is. Right? There is an idea of such a thing, that something which is in the sealed keli in oil mace will not become tame. Now, is that what's happening over here by Adam also? Huh. Right? Possibly.
Maybe possibly not.
Right? Right. Okay.
He's not a sealed. It's not a sealed kli. Okay.
Yeah. It's called tuma blu. So I don't know, whoever's familiar with the terms knows what this means. Okay, but what's relevant to us is, as the Ran said, al malek lemedin kavuchim kegavna, and therefore that should follow similarly. Now, let's just follow through according to this, that the Gemara is bringing a raya from over here that it's not chal. Which is, that's definitely what's happening over there, right? That's the issue in the Gemara over there. There is no Taira power on Adam, right? To be mitire something which is tummy, that's what we start off with, right? If he swallows a tabas which is tummy, he cannot be mitire it. So by swallowing the Torah one and entering, right, how is that going to be Torah? It has to be by prevention, right? Because once it becomes tummy, then there's no power to be mitire it, right? So that's should be where we see over here that's what we're dealing with. Okay, fine. Okay, but I see that thing, it's getting a little late over here. So maybe the next girsa is similar to this. Regardless, okay. So we're not going to go into the details of that right now. In order that we should cover a little bit of ground, maybe more than a little bit of ground. Zotim Mora as follows. Okay, so from the ratio of this price, so the Mora says that definitely we have a rai that it's not chal at all. The hafora of Koidem, the Ned is Nachal. The Gemara continues, Ema Seifu. We're on the top of Ein Vohom and Alf. Ema Seifu. The Seifu of that price. So, Omru Lord Rebbe Lezer. Another counter that Rabbanan have to Rebbe Lezer. Im Matbilin Keli Tomei Letahir. If one could be Metara Keli, which is Tomei, and it could be Metarit, Yitbelu Kli Lichesha Yitmo Yitahir. Kli Tor Lichesha Yitmo, that it should become Tahor. That according to this, what they're Rabbanan, I talk to him last, and they're saying that according to your logic, it should follow that if we find that a mikvah could be mitar a keli after it's tamei, then it definitely should help that it'll be mitar it after it becomes tamei. In other words, that you'll be toivel it, then the kli will contact tuma, and it will become tohor after it becomes tamei by contacting the tuma. That yitvul kli lichesha yitmo, when it becomes tamei, Latar, that it should become Tohor, Shram Nechailin. According to what they're saying over here, is that they're saying that according to your logic, then a Kli, which was Nitpal, and afterwards it touches the Sheres, that the power of the Mikvah should help to be Mitarit when it becomes Tomei.
So when how can it become Tohor?
What?
If it became Tamei, how can it become Tahor?
So, I'm just trying to see where you're coming from.
If you say that it's not Tamei at all, it can prevent, so it prevents. But if you say it becomes Tamei for 1 minute, then...
how did you understand how far is Nedarim, let's say?
How far is Nedarim is different, because the Torah gave the husband the power he can be made for Nedarim, so he's causing the hafara to go into effect 1 minute after the Nedar Chal, maybe.
Is that what he's doing?
Whatever she makes the Nedar, so the Nedar is Chal, a minute later, poof, it's made for it. But, with the mikvah, I can't even entertain a hafamina that it should become Tamei, and the tumah will be chal on it, and then a minute later the tumah is going to go off. I can't even.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. But let's just get the proper placement. I mean, is this the first place where we should be asking this question, or that was happening already before the Gemara? Right, that was what the Gemara was. That's this whole idea the Gemara was talking about by mikvah, right?
No, because on other days was saying preventative.
Uh huh.
That it never will become Tamei.
So
if you're tribal now, maybe when you come out of the mikvah, you touch the sheretz, it will.
So how does that work?
You're somehow protected. You have a shield. The tumah won't attach itself to you because you went to the mikvah and the
tumah
won't stick to you.
So, but this much you understand that the effect of the mikvah will be accompanying the person. You know, on his travels further.
He's Tamei. And he didn't do anything after that to take the tumah off.
Okay, so let's go back again, right? Right? Well, let's just see if we could extend the prevention to here and see, you know, if it's something which is impossible to understand. And there's the prevention, right? He touched the sheretz. Why is he not Tamei? The answer is that when he went into the mikvah, he was Tor, but somehow that mikvah, somehow...
Put a shield on him, put a...
But he's carrying that shield, right?
Right.
And that shield is preventing the tumah from being chal.
Right.
But this much that we're accepting, that going to the mikvah is not a one-time thing, you know, that either it helped or it didn't, but going to the mikvah, it layers him, right? It does something...
Possibly.
To the person,
I mean, actually, right? But we have a half a minute to say it.
Right? Okay. So now this side of the Gemara would be saying that the Torah power that mikveh has, that's what he'd be weary, he'd be carrying with him. And therefore, it can't stop a tone from Michal, but that tire of power. So he'll become Tommy for a moment, and that tire of power that he's wearing, right, will be Matar after the Tomas Chal, because there's no prevention power in Mikvah. It's a power of Tyra. But if you understand that he's wearing it with him, so that's what will happen. As soon as the Tomas Chal, similar, and even by Nidorim, okay, maybe you have a different way on saying Nidorim, you're sort of making it, taking the Chiddush of this Advent, and you're sort of making like, maybe it's like he's making like a Hafor in advance, right? But from the sugi, it would sound like that, something's happening now, and it's waiting, on the side for the chance to be able to do its thing. And that's the idea of mikveh would be, regardless, right? You went to the mikveh. Mikveh does something. It didn't make any change in him at this point. It's all relevant that when he comes in contact with the sheretz, now, the mikveh will do one of the two things. It'll be there a prevention, that's what'll happen, or, the koyach hamatar, will be activated.
Would you at least be minded that it's a much bigger kiddush to say that after the tumas chal that you can remove it than to say preventative?
Well, I mean, it really has to do with the step before, right? And maybe you are right, but the question is that what could he be carrying with him? This thing. If you can understand that he's carrying a Tyra power, that's what he's carrying with him. So so what if he became Tommy? But that's this power. This power is it? It's a matar. That's what it is. He's carrying the the Lysol cloth with him. So when he becomes Tommy, it wipes it off.
I think you have less of a problem with the Hafarad side because you think the husband says, "Look, I object to all your nadarim, and so you can't do it. You have to do it. It's al das baile, and I'm telling you, I object." But if you learn it's the hafara itself, it's the hafara that stops the neder. Then if you don't have a hafara at the time of the neder, then after the neder, then what's it doing?
Well, also
I see you're not seeing it.
Well,
okay.
By hafara, also have a pasuk for that too, also. I mean, by...
Pasuk.
Yeah.
What pasuk?
The pasuk of the Baal Isha Yefarena. Okay. But by mikveh, what do you have? A pasuk that could do that.
It says you're going to mikveh and it makes you tahor. So here also, you have, okay, no, I'm not sure you're objecting to what I'm saying. You're saying
but
like Yefarena,
that applies as a pasuk of Ferris that he can do that anything that she says later, he can. He's made for it. But where do you have a pasuk by mikveh that if he becomes tamei later that it's retroactive that he's tamei?
Where do you see a pasuk that says he can do it in advance? Where Yefarenu, you're saying that tells you for sure that he can do it beforehand?
Yeah, isn't that what we learned from Yefarenu that he can do it before?
I don't know. We only know of Kal Vachomer in the Gemara. We don't have any source in the Pesukim about that. That's what it seemed to me from the Gemara.
Right?
Anyone saw it differently than that? No.
I mean, you're learning because you say it's a future lashon. That's why that's how you're understanding it.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think the Gemara is understanding it as a future lashon, but I hear mm-hmm. I hear what's bothering you.
Yeah.
Isha Yefarenu. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just work this out. So the Gemara right now really is asking a contradiction. That's where the Gemara is heading. That there's a contradiction in the Reish and the Seif and the Sbraisa as far as what this Hafara would have been. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara Amri, Zok the Gemara, I'll answer as follows. Rabbonon lekayim Elohim b'taim de Rebelezer, Rabbonon who are arguing on Rebelezer, they're taka not so clear in the reason of Rebelezer. as a matter of fact, they have the same sofik that we have. And therefore they're telling him, Hoch Gamle, my sphirloch. They're telling him, what do you hold? What do you feel that it can be made for Nidorim before they're made? Isphirloch the chaylu betalin tevi kli to yuftuch. If you hold, if what you mean to say is it's chal, the neder, and that becomes bottle, then kli will be a pircho. V'iloi sphirloch the chaylin tevi mikvah to yuftuch. Now we'll come back, you know, into the actual bias itself. But let's just take the Gemara just in the outline of the Gemara. The Gemara is having a contradiction as far as the Mashmois over here, and that answers the Gemara. You know something? You're right. The Rabbanan really are addressing Rebbe Lezer on one of two fronts. Whatever your explanation is, we have a pircha, and that's why the Reish is Mashmo one way and the Seif is Mashmo another way. Right, that's what's happening in this brayza. Now, but what we need to understand over here is that what are the two things here? Right, what are the two things here? Let's just to make things easier, because that we shouldn't have to go through all the cheshbonos and all the girsois over here. Let's take the first girsa that the Ran mentioned. Right, in the ratio of the brayza, what was happening, the girsa on that is that mikvah yechiech, that you see from mikvah, not like that. You see that mikvah is metair after the tumah came, but it can't prevent the tumah. Right? Okay, now what's mikvah? Right? What's who? Right? What's the mikvah being metair? I don't find anything to tell me, kli also, right? I mean, it was whatever it is. Right? Now the Sefer, what's the Sefer talking about? The Sefer says, in Matbilin, Keli, Zaiter, means talking about mikvahs, right? So, mikvah being Matara Keli. So what are the two things over here? What does the one mean to say that, you know, are there two things or it's really just the same thing? And they're basically saying, you know, whatever your lum this is, at you see from over here that doesn't work. And I'm saying there's no. It's not that it's a kli and the ratio is not a kli, right? Why is the safer, right? Why is the ratio, right, any less of a kli? And even if the ratio was Adam, but why does Adam lend to one thing more than the other, right? Right. As a matter of fact, I mean, even before, in the context of the Gemara, even without the context of the Gemara, what are the two things that they're saying over here? That's sort of repeating the same thing again, right?
But it's saying, if you hold this way, we'll tell you the argument this way, to cover that based on your
svara,
it should be able to prevent that it's not
chal
at all.
So what I was just trying to point out is that without the context of the Gemara, what are the two things in the Mishnah? See, so we're basically saying is that in the Chanami, without the context of the Gemara, we wouldn't understand this brayso. Like, what are you saying? Two things? You're just repeating the same thing, right? So the brayso itself, to understand what the two things in the brayso are, is really just these two ideas, not chal or chal and being mitar. Now, are we saying something? It's like a different source, or basically it's the same thing, just saying that, you know, however you're working, but you see from over here that you don't make a kavul chomer, right? Because the facts are that mikvah only after the tumas chal, then mikvah helps. But if you go to mikvah before and after, it doesn't. He's gonna still be tummy, and it's not gonna prevent it, and it's not gonna allow the tumah to be chal, and right, neither of the two are gonna work. So it's not like it's two separate things, right? It's the same source, right? So this that the Rabbanan are saying, it sounds like there's two things over here. Either this is a pircha, that's a pircha. It's all the same thing. There's no kli, there's no mikvah.
Well, mikvah and kli is all the same thing. This type of lashon if you held by hafara, it's not chal at all. It would prevent our pircha in this lashon if you held.
So when the Gemara calls it mikveh and kli, there's no mikveh, there's no kli. Everything is mikveh and kli. Right? Both. It's all one thing. No, I mean, is that are the two scenarios over here that we're bringing right from? It's all the same scenario. Right, and as the difference just is really in a different point, is that let's say in the reish of the brayis, so we're starting with a given that you can't prevent, and according to you, you know, you should be able to prevent, right? And in the Sefer, we're saying that according to your logic, you should be able to have such a halacha. And it's not true. I don't even know how much of a difference that really is. According to your Kal Vachomer, you should develop such a halacha. Akoponim. So what's happening right now is that in this braisa we see that the Rabbanon Taka were mistopic in Rebbe Elazar what he meant. All right, that's what the Gemara over here is saying. Let's see one more step further. There's more Toshma. Omar Rebbe Elazar, Maz Roim.
Is it possible there's a difference between Adam and Kaylee, or there's no difference?
I don't know. Any reason why there should be? Right.
I'm just saying that the Rebbe is talking about Adam and the same is talking about Kaylee.
I mean, it's not much, but the Ron seems to say it's just a question in the Lusha, Litame and not Litame. If you learn about like Yehuda, then there's a difference. If Adam becomes Tame, he has to wait for Erev Shemesh. Shekli, once becomes Tar, it's Tar.
The Rishash says that.
Oh, the Rishash says that. Huh?
So in what context is the Rishash is commenting on between Adam and Kaylee, or
no,
more before?
He talks about if the person touches a sheretz while he's in the mikvah, and then he lets go of the sheretz, and he's still in the mikvah, then a minute later he's going to become a tar anyway, because he's still in the mikvah. He touches the sheretz while he's in the mikvah, lets go, now he's not touching the sheretz, the mikvah's going to be
okay, as we discussed before. Okay,
So the Rashash says, that he brings a rush somewhere in a different mesechta about this exact thing, and the rush says there's an aftamina between whether he was tummy at all or not, and the Rashash says that the Rush is Nachkamina, he has problems with, he has questions on it, and therefore he says there's a more Pashut Nachkamina. The more Pashut Nachkamina is, if the guy became tummy, he needs Harav Shemesh. If he never became tummy, then he wouldn't be Harav Shemesh.
Okay, fine. That's how we discussed that before. Okay. You could go. Yeah, okay. Let's just see if we could make it to the end over here. Yeah, but whoever has to go should don't feel that they have to stay. Let's see. Zotmar Toshma Omalam Rablezer Mazron Tmeim Kivon Shizaron Bekarka Tehoirin Zruin Vaim Le Kol Shikain. This price is the Rabbanon not saying to Rebbe Elazar, Umaz Roim Tmeim, right? According to your Kavachemer, Umaz Roim Tmeim, Kivin Shizaran Bekaka Tahirin. We know that the halacha is that if someone has Roim which are Tomei, they became Tomei, if one plants them in the Kaka, so once they become Mechuber, the tumor is removed, then nitter, they become tor now, and what's growing is tor, is zruim va'imdim leikol shekain. Then it should be a kavachomer that something which is growing zruim va'imdim kol shekain should not have tumor. Now let's see what that means. Zokteran.
While it's attached to the ground.
Yeah.
Zruim va'omdin should not be able to receive tumor while it's attached to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, let's see. What do they want with that? Let's see. Zokt gemor, zokt ran, toshim, omla belezer, uma zeroim tmeim, kivin shidan makaka tohirin, denaflam il seva kol zer zerua she zere torhu. That pasuk tells us that by planting zeroim it becomes tor. Zerum va'imdim, something which is already planted, v'noga bohem tumo. Achar mikan, and tumo touched them. Lekol sheken shiyu tohorin, that definitely they should be tor. V'atun. Oh, excuse me, this is Rebbe Lezer talking, excuse me. Right? Omar Lahem Rebbe Lezer. Right? Rebbe Lezer is talking over here, and he's telling them that this halacha, and you agree with me that this is so. Right? Va'atun maitis li b'haikavachayim b'dechayli. Va'atun maitis li b'haikavachayim b'dechaylo. Nihid isluchu bizroim tmeim shenitaru mitum oson bizriya.
What does dechayla mean?
I don't, in the context over here, it doesn't sound like it means that, right? Yeah, I agree with you. Maybe someone has some kind of hago on this here, but yeah. Now the halacha is such. Now minoluchu, how do you notice? How do you know? Ella vadei kavuchem mekagavnu mineu bei danisu. That where is everyone agrees this halacha, but what's the source of this halacha? What is the source that if tumah touches something which is mechuber, it doesn't become tummy? We have no source. The whole source must be this kavachomer, because the pasuk tells us that when you plant zroim tmeim, they become tor. So one could derive a kavachomer from there, that if they're already tat mechuber to the ground, they won't become tummy. So this is what Rebbe Lezer is tining to them. Right? That you see my Kavu Chomer, you know, in action over here, right? Because my Kavu Chomer is the source of that halacha. Izoch the Gemara. Is Shmamen Oleichailin. Izoch the Ran, let's just see the Ran over here. Shmamen Oleichailin, what's the Raya? Devadai Bizroim Tmeim Hochi Daininon. That Zokteran, that's definitely in the case of Zroim Tmeim Hochi Daininun Shle Tochu Bahen Tumo. That the Tumo shouldn't be chal in the first place. The Ichailo.
It doesn't mean Zroim Tmeim, because if they're already Tumo, we're talking about removing the Tumo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When he says the Vada is Zroim Tmeim, it means in that brisa, it's not that side of the kavuchom, it's the other side of the kavuchom. Mm-hmm.
Right, you're saying good, right? Let's see what he's saying now. The ichailo b'may poko, because if it's chal b'may poko. Now let's hear. You see, the Ran is working to see where do you see over here that it's not chal. So the Ran is telling us that over there it has to be like that. It's not a question of mashmois at all.
Maybe it's chal for 1 minute and then the
okay,
goes
that's what we like to speak through, right? Why is it so poshut over there more so than you know mikveh, right? You know we're open to the idea that it's chal and it's mitar. So why would it be that concerning Zroim b'mechuber over there definitely has to prevent it from becoming Tamei. Why is that so poshut? Right? That's a shayla that you have to ask yourself. We made the question, why is that so? Why is it that whatever could have been by mikveh, by Haforos Nedarim, over there we could entertain the possibility that it's chal, the you know, and then it's poka, right? Then it goes off with this power to be mefer, power to be metar. but by Zroim, that's not a possibility. I mean, there is a matar power over here, and meaning to say that's halacha, right? If you have Zroim, which are tome, you plant it, the tumah is paka. So why is it so partial to us that if you have Zroim, which are already planted, right? It's already attached to the ground, and it touches the tumah, why does it have to be over here a lomdis of prevention, and it can't be that it's becomes tame and then it immediately becomes tar? Anyone had an idea over here that why it's poshut that by Zeroim there aren't two tzadim? Are they quoting Feger or it's their own nusach there?
Their own nusach. I'm not sure.
Okay, hey, you can read it. We'll listen in. Right, so he's been at this point that we were groping with before, that by Rav Elazar is bringing this as a proof to what he was happening by HaFaras Nedarim. Now, by HaFaras Nedarim, like we mentioned before, is that you're making a HaFar now. Somehow, it's existing. It's still it's still around at the time when the nether is made, which that was a difficulty. Now, you have no source to that concept that the Hafora should be still, remaining with us from over here. Over here, you plant something, it's attached, right? So, it's constantly attached. So, if the attachment is the cause of the Taira, so, if Tumah comes in contact with it, it's a fine. So then, it'll do its thing. Right, even if, let's say, the Mor is calling it fine, it's prevention. Let's accept that's what it is. But again, you have the cause. The cause is constantly here. Mach Enki and the Hafora, made the Hafora yesterday, whatever it is. Who says that it's still around? Right, that's what this figure is asking. That's the subsequent question. But the initial question that we were just asking over here was that why is it in the Ran, that the Ran learning the Gemara by concerning the din of Mechuber, the Gemara brings a Ranai, Shmam, and it's not Chal, because over there, that's the only way to understand how it works. Why is that so? Why is that different than anything else that we discuss, that it's possible that, the Tumor, is Chal, but you have the cause of the Taira, which is subsequently being Chal, to make it work? What would you say? What would you say, Shlomo? I see that you have something over here cooking.
Maybe something to the effect that the mechubi lekarka doesn't need a meiser, a machshava involved. Like, something, let's say a seed blows off a table onto the ground and grows, it's still mechubi lekarka.
Right. So where does that take us? So it's
compared to if a person's made for a nether. So there you can say that, he shows his intent, and his intent is a constant force.
Okay. Kenzan, that's a uh
second here.
Karka is Aina Matama, right?
What?
Karka, Aina Matama.
He asks further in the room, he made a further question.
Further
from what he said,
oh, yeah?
It should make it that even after Odin Shemadua lo yo akavachom Rabbi Eliezer Shizram Shayim Mechubarim Baodim Tahorim, they were attached while they were tar, lo yikablu tuma af avi tshinita shul, they should not be able to receive tuma even after they were detached. The kavachom should make it that the fact that they were attached and they were tar should prevent it from receiving tuma after it comes out of the ground.
So you obviously can't say that because then you're battered and tired. So it's Rome, so it's here.
But we know the Mechubar Lekarka is Enamatama, right? Right, so here are these plants of Mechubar Lekarka.
I think he's talking about where even after they become detached.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. But right now we're talking about just when it's Mechubar, right?
Yeah. But where do we know that from? That's what we're saying.
What's the Lilith Mechubar?
Well, the Lilith Mechubar is not a part of
Okay, so let's see where we are. So the Maskonas HaGemora is, the Gemara is bringing a raya over here, right? This is a raya, right? And what we understand, the Ran explains like he explains, that Shitas Rebbe Eliezer is that it's not chal at all, right? And whatever the Gemara started off, Betchila, you know, till now we didn't have a hachra, and like the way the Gemara was masber, even the Rabbanim themselves had two on what Rebbe Eliezer meant, but it's mevur in this braisa, in Rebbe Eliezer explaining, bringing a raya to what he's saying from the din of Zeroim, he's bringing a raya. The Gemara brings a raya. The Gemara brings a raya. Okay, let's see. Let's just. I just want to just figure out more since the question was asked before. Let's just see. But again, whoever has to leave, don't feel that you're tied down. That the way we've been learning all these braises till now, it sounds like the Rabbanan are arguing that this is not always going to help the Kavach HaMer, right? This Kavach HaMer doesn't work, and that's the basis of what they're arguing. In fact, more than there's a braise, let's see, that the Rabbanan really do hold such a sword. Yochim kodem esbit l'kishihi nairam. The halacha of Omavri, right? The Pasuk tells us that v'chiyim kar ish esbit l'oma, that the Av has the ability to sell his daughter to one of his chosim. He can sell his daughter as an omer v'riyah. Now, Nair, you know, Benlich is b'shus the av, so he really should be able to do that also. Yochel yimkor adam es bit kishihi nairam amrit kavuchaymer. Zoktimora, the reason why he can't do that is based on a kavuchaymer. Mechura kfar yoitza. That we know that halacha is v'yotzachin men kosev, is that there's such a yetziah, if he sold her when she was a ktana, and now she brings simone nairus, she goes out, that's yetziah. Is mechur kvar tuch yotzah, ein mechur yedin shleiti mocher. So there's a kamer which says that definitely, that if she wasn't sold, he first wants to sell her now after she's already a naira, that the mechir shouldn't be chal. It should prevent the mechir. Is now, so what the Gemara's come to say is that you see that one hold such a kavachimah that they do say that you could bring a raya from that it's harder to be mevatel a chalois that was chal, and therefore we could bring a raya that if something is mevatel the chalois, it could prevent the chalois from being chal, and that's the source concerning nairam. Now let's just think for a moment over here that in the Yochel, right, in the Sakadak of the Braisa, that a person could sell his daughter who is a Naira, if we would not be making a Kavachomer, so that Lechara would be working. Let's see if you could just set this up over here. Is that what we'd be saying is that Nairus is Moitzi. But if he first wants to sell her right now, so that's an issue of preventing. It can prevent. Right? Let's say before we make a Kavul Chaymer on this.
It can or cannot?
It cannot prevent. And therefore, it will be his Mechir will be Chal. Yochel, you might think that a person could, right? So, one thing that we see over here, and this could be, right, can we clear the maskono about this, but it would sound like that the power that he has to sell, you know, the bilus on his daughter, they have on different things, right, that bets him that there is a source to say that he has the power to sell a naira. She's like a naira is b'shus l'gabi other things. She's also b'shus l'gabi mechiras, the mechira of amavriya. And in as much as we're going right now that nairis can't prevent a mechira, it could only be mafkia a mechira that was very chal. So it'll be chal. Now, what we need to know is, and this might, you know, similar to the point that I just raised a moment ago, is that according to the Havamina, how is the Mechira, or will the Mechira last, right? That granted that the Mechira, let's say, will happen, will be Chal, but she's a Naira. In the same way Naira was Moitzi when the Mechira happened, she was a Aktana. So let the Nairis be Mafkia, even though it was made when she was a Naira. So in this Sakadaitach, do we think that the Mechira is going to last? Or we know that it's not going to last, but just the question just is, was it Chal for a moment and we have to find Nafkaminas?
Even if it wouldn't last, the most that can last is until she turns a Bogaris, because once she turns a Bogaris, he has no bilus over her at all, and he can't sell something that he has not bilus over. The maximum he can sell it to is until she turns a Bogaris. Even according to the
Havamina. Are you saying that Misfora, or you?
It's not possible. You can't sell something that's not, that you have no control, that never was yours, that you had no bilus over.
You could be Makadosh a Katana, and she stays married after.
But she was discussing the bilus.
Oh, so that's the right answer.
What?
The Gemara, Yotzachin, and Kosef, right, for Bagris and Right, Gemara. Okay, talks about that. You know, Kibin Shiyotza. Right, you know, you need a islands, whatever it is. but the truth is that there's a pasuk. There's two limudim over there. It's not necessarily a svara that Barbaros is moitzi. Right.
He doesn't own her at all for. During Nairus, he has Mikol Shrach Nerun L'Aviyah, she has her Maisi Adayim, so he can maybe sell it, possibly. But during Bagwas, he doesn't have a Maisi Adayim, so how can he sell something that's not his?
Okay, that maybe that's a question. You have to, you know, look at the Sugi and Kedushin over there, maybe to know that. But the truth of the matter is that there is a Pasuk for that. There is a Pasuk, for Bagwas. Right, the money is two psukim. That's here. The first pasuk I will use for Bagris and Nairis he would, and it's all really all part of the Sugi Shleima Bim Kaimai. Okay, but we're just being ma'ur over here that this Sakadaitach, that's one Kataka Bim Mistapik over here, and the basis of this question is similar to that idea that the what causes the yitzia, if the status of Nairis causes the yitzia, so you know that's here. So even though maybe he could be mechel or mechira because he can't stop the mechira, but akoponim. But once the mechira is chal, you know it'll be mevatlit the same way it was mevatlit when she was a katana. So that's why.
So then the sale will go on for 1 minute and then it'll be bottled.
So that's what I know. So and if it's so, then you have to know what's irrelevant. Right?
Is it possible to say as far as that turning a naira simani naris the first minute that she's a naira is the yitzia? It's not being a naira that's the yitzia, but it's the transformation, the turning into a naira is the yitzia. But now she's already a naira; she doesn't have that transformation. Maybe there's no yitzia, just the not being a naira is the yitzia.
So, but if you say like that, then will you ruin the kal v'chomer that the Gemara makes? Because the Gemara thinking kal v'chomer that madach nairis is moitzi. Then kol shekain that nairis will prevent.
Right.
Now we're not talking about making, you know, a mechir at the moment that she's becoming a nairis. So right. If that whole koyach just lies within that second of the transition, then there will be no kavachomer.
Right.
Right. So the kavachomer in the Gemara seems to suggest that it's the status.
Right.
Right.
I'm asking why.
Right. Kach kimlu b'chazal, right? I guess Chazal understood that that's...
It's not the transformation.
Yeah. Akoponim, so the Mora's kash right now is, let's just see if we can figure this over here. Zochting, Frekti Mora kash, I don't understand Frekti Mora. My Mora brings a braiso that you see that Akoponim be so they do hold of such a... So it's basically, this is a contradiction to whatever we discussed till now. And that the Gemara says in Ba'alma Dashi Kal V'Chomer. Now the Gemara is really asking this question, right, more in context with Hafor, right? Like we're sort of forgetting about the whole sugya that we just discussed until now. And Zoch the Gemara in Ba'alma Dashi Kal V'Chomer. No, you're right. The Rabbanan Taka do not argue be soy the besuch Kal V'Chomer. Shani Ochad Amakro Yishmer Shifreno Shboch Al Hekem Bolch Al Hefer Shloi Bolch Al Hekem Loi Bolch Al Hefer. Now, Mitamol, the Gemara like just shifts gears over here. So, the Gemara that you know, the Rabbanan have no problem with this svara. You're right. You know,
the Ran said that on the Mishnah.
What?
The Ran said it on the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. The Ran of the Mishnah says the last Ran of the Mishnah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Spoiler.
There's a hackish. But if that's the case, why they bring in mikvah and balua and challenges kavachomer and
very
trying to
good.
Say your
very
problems
good.
With your kavachomer. It's not your kavachomer is gavaldic. Just it happens to be there's a pasuk we learned the drasha. We hold the drasha overrides the kavachomer.
So you want to see the ran? Let's see the ran. Let's just see this last ran, okay? If you see the ran over here on Omid Beis, yeah. Right, so on the top, he's now in the middle of Ran is the Morris Teres Madrinan in Baam Dashin Kavu Chaimer. Other places.
Top line, very top of.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at the Rashi. Yeah, okay, got it.
Okay, right, Madrinan, right. The Gemara answers in Baam Dashin Kavu Chaimer. Other places, other than our first norm, we would be making a Kavu Chaimer. Elishani Hochad also Krav Afke. The pasuk over here, the Hekish, is Mafkia. Tells us not to make the Kal V'Chomer. That's the Hekesh. Don't make the Kal V'Chomer. Now, Zokter Ma'akzai, Umakshu Hocho, he brings Kasha from the Rishonim, they ask us about Im Kain, D'i Lav Kro Moed Rabbon on Rebbe Lezer, B'Kal V'Chomer. If you're telling me that without this Hekesh, really, Rabbon agreed, you know, in the Sforas Hadorim, they agree with him that he should say the Kal V'Chomer. I would say, Mai Mahadalei Mikvi Yechiach. So what was all that going on, Mikvi Yechiach? The Inu Gufay Moy Delay. Because they really agree with saying El Dekro Kodarshi. They have a posik. That's the question. Right? So what happened to all these brides that we discussed until now was not like this. So Akteran Ikala Meimar Dehochi Amrilei. Now listen to this. So the Ran right now is giving us a new translation of what was happening in those brides. Right? We'll see in a moment. That does that mean that we were learning the Gemara wrong till now? Right? But right now the Ran is talking al pi we were holding right now in the Gemara. Right?
Looking back after we know the Maskar of the Gemara.
Right. And this is Pratan the Braisa. Vika the Amri, the Hochi Amrili, this is what Rabbanan are telling Reb Lezer. The truth of the matter is, we're based on the drosh, right? We're based on the drosh, and what our drosh is doing is talking. Maybe he's doing a big thing. It's telling us not to go with svara, right? A kavul chaimer, which the Torah generally says is such thing, and therefore you might want to say that. That we can't accept that the hekesh should be mafkiyah from the svara, because of svara you normally should be saying. You shouldn't have that problem with what we're doing. Right? What we're doing again is that we're both on the same page, that the yisoidah, there's a kavul chomer in svara, we should say that. What's happening is that we're learning that the psukim are being mafkiyah. The person is saying, don't use what you normally would use, right? So that's like a chiddush, and therefore Rebbe Lezer is not nicha apparently to that we should learn that the pasuk should be mafkia from a kavul chomer, and that Rabbanan are going to bring smuchim, they're going to give support to such a thing. That's what's happening, and that they're saying that mikvah yechiyach the ikla made in kavul chomer, but that by mikvah. You see the same thing happening over here. But be soy there should be a kavul chomer. But also krov afke the mikvah she'en matzil midrash nafgalon. That by mikvah really there should be a kavul chomer. That if mikvah could be mitar, then mikvah there should also to prevent the tumah. And so why is that not true? That's learned from midrash nafgalon from that pasuk when he gave him the vlos in yitma hiloyma afil he misay chamayim. And similarly, Adam Shematzel al Taira Belua is Mikra Nami Nofik. This that the such a halacha of being Matzel, preventing, it's also Psukim. Alma Osi Krola Fuki Mikava Chaimen. So what they're coming to do over here is that nurses, so there's a different understanding of the Braisa. When they're not coming to show from the Braisa so that in Svaro you can't make such a kavul chomer. What they're coming to show is that the psukim could be mafkia from a kavul chomer. Is v'chi hagam v'afores and dorm nami like tiflig adrosha dilon. Don't over an adrosh v'kiu mikavul chomer diloch. Just like in those places, Gabi Tumo, you agree. Now the Ran says like this. Now these last few ones were important. Unihi, zok the Ran like this. And it's true, the Arhashta, till this point in the Gemara, Rahaba Savrina and Lameimar, we thought that in the Braisa something else was happening. Rahaba Savrina and Lameimar, Drabonin Parachile. The lekha lemeidan bechi agav lokul v'chumra klal. True, avada, as we were learning through the Gemara, we didn't make a mistake how we learned. As we're going through in that chapter of the Gemara thought that it was really real, that they were addressing the svor, right? The kavul chomer. However, b'maskona, the sugil, maskonas ha-Gemara, maskinon, otherwise. That the Gemara is changing, there's a chazor. So there's haka a change in understanding what's happening in that braisa. Now, the truth of the matter is I'm wondering if we really even have to say like we're saying, because again the Gemara. Just think for a second. So what I just wanted to chesh nice is it mevuyer in the Gemara that the sacha taitich was that they were coming to be mafrich. See, because the Gemara was bringing all these, and we have to see which one is a raya. The Gemara is just bringing little these braises really as a raya to the lomdis of what Rebbe Elazar was doing, right? And that still remains true, right? That's not really changing. The Ran is saying that the Sakhtat Gemara was that their goal was to frag up the Svara, right? Now, where is that Mevuyah in the Gemara that was happening? So,
what's the purpose of Amulai?
Amulai is like he's saying, right? The Amulai is that the Pasuk can be Mafkia the Svara, right? That's right?
Not attacking the Kavachomer, but saying that because of the Pasuk, we're not
going to
learn the
Kavachomer. Right, but in the Gemara, all they'll bring a right, just the nature of the Kavachomer, what was it coming to prevent, or that was happening. So that besides it can be true. I think the only raya really, right, if you go through the Gemara, is this Gemara. On Ayin Vov, right? This Gemara. When the Gemara, you know, had brought from the Reish and the Sefer over there, Gemara had a stira in what the Lomdus is, right? You know, this Tuyuftach, that Tuyuftach, right? In that, at that point of the Gemara, that Kinira sounds like they were coming to frag up his Svara, right? Whatever, if you come to say, this is a Pircha on that, this is a Pircha on that, that would seem to be that's what they're doing. Now, Emerson Maskono, you have to know, you know, get back to that price. Like, what are they doing? What are they doing? What is it's really not really so relevant, right, to the Maskono, right? Because the Maskono, they just comes in the post is mafkia, right? You know, that lomdus, this lomdus, right? It's not really so relevant to bring, like, you know, from two stodim, right? Whatever it is, I'm just showing you the pasuk could be mafkia l'chayre, right?
Can we say that the chachamim hold that when there's a kavachomer and there's a drasha, we learn the drasha, and Rabbi Eliezer holds when there's a kavachomer and a drasha, we learn the kavachomer?
I mean, you want to know what is the machlokes and umaskonim?
Could that be the machlokes?
Well,
you have them coming head on.
So how did you learn in the first? When you learned the Mishnah, right? Like you're saying, when you learned the Mishnah, you know, you also.
Rav Lez says, I have a kavachomer, and the chacham is saying, okay. The Ran says, Einachem, you have a great kavachomer, but we have a drasha. We learn the drasha.
So how do you learn then? So probably then we probably would have said that you know you need a kabbal on a hekish.
Hekish also need
maybe
a kabbal.
Doesn't have one.
I was told you need a kabbal for a zera shava. Even for a hekish, you need a kabbal.
Basically, how did you learn there? Right? What was the, at that point, even before we got involved in all of this, right? You know, we have that set up, you know, that the Mishnah talk is like you're saying. The Mishnah sounds like you're saying that, you know, this is a Hekish, what could you do? So, you know, either he doesn't hold of the Hekish, or then you have to start thinking, you know, why this is not Bechlal the Hekish. So, I mean, at that point, probably we would have thought that, you know, that this Halacha wasn't Bechlal the Hekish. At this point of the Gemara, right, maybe you could say a little bit more like you're saying, that the reason why this is not Bechlal the Hekish is because the Hekish shouldn't be Mafkia or Svara. But what we still need to know it, you know, if you want to work out, you know, all the things there, but the Maisa, what's with Tumah V'Taira there? Right? How was Reb Lezer Mechalik? Right? You know, if you're making it into a blanket thing, then
over there he seems to learn the drushes and not said the kavachomers.
Yeah, so maybe there's a mokot bechalik between, you know, a hekesh which is not on something specific, right? And it could be in the sky and with other halachas over there, there's a drusha specifically on this halacha, right? So, right? Maybe that's a mokot bechalik.
Did we need to know the hekesh at that point of the Gemara?
Do we need to know the Hekish? I mean, it's in the Mishnah. It's in the Mishnah. Right? Okay, Tiskun Mitzvahs. Yeah, what's the name? We announced the Bralud again, because we didn't get the... that today's Shir again was Zeich Nishmas Shreb Shraga Zev Ben Shloima Halevi Zimmerman. Right? The Neshama is Lohobin and Ali. Okay, thank you for...
This is your side.
Right? Your side. Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay. So Akopanim. So this is the sugya over here. What we're saying over here? This last point.
I'm saying, do we have to know about the Hekesh at that point?
We probably should have, because it's in the Mishnah.
So where is it in the Mishnah?
Isn't that at the end of the Mishnah by us?
Hey, wait.
The Mishnah and Ayin Hevel
Aleph. Ayin Hevel Aleph. Oh yeah, there it is.
See, as a matter of fact. Even in the Shachmatai Gemara over here, what do the Gemara think? I mean, the Gemara brings a brisa by Omaria, as the raya that Rabbana Amoide be Yisoy, right? I don't know. Maybe in the Mishnah, it would sound like that. Without that, then that the Mishnah itself maybe wouldn't have been a machriya. Maybe you could have been madcheh, like it's a chod of a oid. That we don't agree with your kavu chayim b'chlau. But even if there's a hekish, right? And only because we have omavriya, you see that you saw that they're masking, right? So that's the right that Gemara has, that it's taka only because of the hekish.
But you think in Rabbi Elazar make a chod between a hekish and a direct drasha?
Ken Zayn. Ken Zayn.
There is a piyusa that they said Rod Tamech, right at the top of Ayin Vav and Aleph. Him is there for Omer and Reza. And so that goes to change if it was Rod Tamech. So you don't hold of this Hekesh, but even if it's a star, we have a bar.
Where are you?
The top of Ayin Vav and Aleph. It's the safer of the Brisa, very top of it.
So that much, you see, what we want to know is that, right, Hekish, right, they argue, so that case, right, that case would help us in the Sakatayta of the Gemara, let you see at the end of the day whether that stims, all the time meich, right. See, more real is being choizer from that. Right? So, that gives might make us problems. We could have two ways of understanding it, whether it's b'toris or l'taymech or not. But if there's taka yigoris or l'taymech, then that would be a problem, because that would be mashma that they're really arguing with them in svara without the pasuk, right? Right? That's what l'taymech would be saying. Because we have the hekesh, right? Well, time echle, you don't have the hekish. Yeah, so we're gonna argue with you in the Nikra Hasfora. The Maskona Sagamora is that we don't really argue with Nikra Hasfora. We're really coming Mikoyach the hekish. Right, so I don't know, that gives it might be a little problem, but Akoponov, based on the idea, those are the two ways how to understand what it would be. In the Sakatatech of the Gemara, before bring the price on the reveal, it's a little time echle, that's what it would be. Right.
I see. I really got my money's worth, because it's usually a 2-hour shiur, but I got for my father's neshama's chesper for 3 hours.